BYU basketball.
Dallin on the bounce left side. Dallin to the top. Step back. Pass left corner. Trey Stewart down to three. Down to two. Jumps a three and scores it.
Tonight, the BYU Cougars host the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
Down one. Trevin Nell will drive it from the top. Get right to the rim. Scoop and score. And one. Just what the doctor ordered. Trevin Nell.
BYU versus Oklahoma State. Coverage begins tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, here on BYU Radio.
You can hear BYU Radio anywhere, anytime. On the FM dial at 107.9 KUMT Randolph-Ogden Salt Lake Provo. HD Radio at 89.1 KBYU FM HD2 Provo. Online at BYURadio.org and on your smart speaker. Also on SiriusXM Satellite Channel 143, BYU Radio.
The following is a presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network. BYU Cougars basketball is on the air.
Back left to Trevin. Cole, fire, score! Trevin Nell for three!
This is Cougar Pregame Live, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union. Mountain America, guiding members forward for more than 80 years. To get you ready for BYU and Oklahoma State, here's your host, Jason Shepherd.
Good evening, BYU basketball fans. Welcome into Cougar Pregame Live, presented as always by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Tonight, the BYU Cougars look to snap their three-game losing streak as they host the Oklahoma State Cowboys. And it was another tough loss for BYU this past Saturday afternoon as the Cougars dropped a 71-67 game at TCU in Fort Worth. And BYU had stretches where they played well, but it was ultimately turnovers, including some timely ones down the stretch. Oh, and a 6-0 run by the Horned Frogs to end the game that ultimately did BYU in. Now, one major bright spot in that game was the play of Richie Saunders. What he has done this season, specifically in Big 12 play, has been fantastic. He finished that game against the Horned Frogs with 26 points. But in Big 12 play, Saunders is averaging 17.8 points per game, so just shy of 18. That's fifth best in the league. His play this year has been phenomenal and a major bright spot for this BYU basketball team. Now, with the loss, BYU's overall record fell to 10-5, just 1-3 now in Big 12 play. After beating ASU in the conference opener, the Cougars, as I mentioned, have dropped three in a row, and it's time to change that, and it begins tonight. Oklahoma State enters tonight's matchup at 9-6 overall, and just like BYU, they're 1-3 in conference play. The Cowboys stumbled this past Saturday in Salt Lake City, losing to Utah 83-62. BYU and OSU split the two games last year with both teams winning at home. However, this is a new Cowboy team with a new head coach, a new system. Steve Lutz was hired to take over the program on April 1st. Not necessarily sure that's a great day to be making big news announcements on April 1st, but I digress. Oklahoma State, they lost eight players from last year's roster, so only three players from last year's team are returning, one of those players being Bryce Thompson. They've welcomed 14 new players to this program. You're talking about a complete overhaul of the roster. The biggest additions so far have been Abu Usman from Xavier and then Marcellus Chichi Avery from UCF. What an awesome nickname. Both are the top two scorers on this team, and they're a team that plays with pace, which will be a nice change from the last few games that BYU has played where the opponent wants to slow things down. This really is a good opportunity for BYU to get back on track, but they're going to have to make sure that they play clean basketball tonight. It's something that Coach Young talked about immediately after the game. It's something that he talked about when he was addressing the media earlier this week. You've got to find a way to cut down on the turnovers because those turnovers are costing this team in the end result. All right, time for tonight's player interview. And tonight, my conversation is with Dallin Hall. And Dallin came off the bench this past game against TCU. And Coach Young wanted his presence on the court with BYU's second unit. And that's one of the things that I talked with Dallin about, but started things off by asking how the team is handling the struggles right now.
Yeah, the team, we're in a good spot. You know, obviously there's some frustration and we've dropped a couple tough ones, but we feel good about, you know, the guys we have in our locker room, the staff that is in front of us, and we're just trying to block out all outside noise and focus on the task at hand, which is Oklahoma State, and then get rolling from there.
How fixable are the things that are plaguing you guys right now? How fixable are they, and how fixable are they quickly?
Yeah, you know, we watched film today, and a lot of it, which is hard to say, you know, but a lot of it is our heart and our effort, our sense of urgency. So you hate to hear that, but it's also things that we can fix. And so that's the good end of it. But we gotta feel that sense of urgency. Obviously not panic. We have everything still in front of us. We just got to dig in and look ourselves in the mirror and understand what we need to be about in order to make our dreams and goals a realization.
I think that's something that when you get in the middle of this, and maybe this is from the fan side looking in, you get so caught up in the losses and obviously wanting the team to be winning basketball games. But, you know, there was a reason everybody was so excited about this team, because the talent level is what it is. And you know how this team can play basketball. So it sounds like you guys are taking the right approach to this. Let's not overreact. Yeah, it stinks to come out slow, but we know how good of a team we can be. Let's just go out and play it, right?
For sure. I would say we're a couple possessions away from being 3-1 in conference. So that stings. But it's encouraging in the fact that if we clean up a few things, we're right back on track. But you can't get lost in the past or worry about the future. Like I said, all of our thought and energy is on Oklahoma State. And that's where we're going to live, just here in the present, controlling what we can control.
All right, well, let's focus on those Cowboys. Very different. Lots of new players from the team that you split with last year. New head coach. What are your thoughts on Oklahoma State and the team that comes in to the Marriott Center?
Yeah, they're a really feisty team, full of some good athletes, some good basketball players. They try and speed teams up, turn them over so that they can get out and run. And they got a lot of guys that are capable of getting to the rim. So for us, we have a roster, I think, that's well-equipped to go against them. We got a lot of great passers, smart players, and we plan to go out there and protect the basketball, play with confidence and attack their pressure, and defensively shrink the floor. So that's our game plan going in, and we're excited to get out there and, you know, shake off the last game.
Well, you mentioned their pace and how fast they want to run, and they do that, like you said, to try and make the other team cough it up a little bit, force some turnovers and that kind of stuff. But a fast tempo is what you guys want to play anyway. And the last couple of games you guys have had, you've gone against opponents that want to slow things down. So I would imagine you guys welcome this type of tempo in a game, right?
Yeah, for sure. That's a big emphasis for us, is to play with pace. So it should be a fun game. Like I said, we're going to play the brand of basketball that we love, sharing the ball, playing fast, letting the game come to us. And so I think it's going to be a fun one, and we're well prepared for this one.
You came off the bench against TCU, and that speaks highly of your team first attitude. Is that something that worked well enough that you expect for it to continue? Is that going to be a game by game situation? How is that aspect going to play out?
Yeah. Coach pulled me aside, said he liked the lineup of me and Foos and Dawson out there together, and found that that was the best way to go about it. And so obviously I trust the coaching staff. I leave those decisions to them. And it's just my job to go out there and make my team better as the point guard and lead and keep my head up no matter what those decisions are. And so that's what I'm trying my best to do, is just make my teammates better and be super aggressive, because that's what they're pushing me to do.
Well, look, I realize it was only a one-game trip, and now you're back at the Marriott Center. But, man, it's always nice to have you guys back at home. I know you feed off the crowd. This is one of those games that I know you guys want to use it to kind of springboard yourself up. It's nice to have this one at home, isn't it?
For sure. You know, Cougar Nation, they always show out. They give us great energy, and we got to have this place rocking. Oklahoma State's a great basketball team. We're a great basketball team, and so we got to bring our best.
Dallin, thank you so much. As always, good luck against the Cowboys and as the season continues. Thanks, my friend.
Hey, appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, good stuff from Dallin Hall. I appreciate his candor and his ability to sort of articulate what's going on right now. And I mean, he talked about the fact that it's not – sometimes, you know, you have to hear hard things, and it's not stuff that you like to hear, but He's like, he makes it, you know, the way he describes it, this team is taking what the coaching staff is telling them to heart, and they know that they are just a couple of plays away from certainly the conference record looking significantly different. So they know they're not far off, which gives them the confidence. Just got to tweak a couple of little things, and that's why I'm excited about tonight. I really do feel like this is a great opportunity for BYU to really begin the turnaround. I think that can happen tonight in a matchup like this. And speaking of this matchup, we're going to break it down with Mark Durant coming up on the other side. Mark Durant will join us for our courtside conversation from the Marriott Center after this break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Jason Shepherd with more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back. Getting you ready for the Cougars and the Cowboys. Jason Shepherd with you in our BYU radio studios in Provo, Utah. Joining me from the Marriott Center, you'll hear him on the call with the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, tonight. He is the fantastic Mark Durant. Hi, Mark.
Jason Shepherd, my friend. How are you?
I am doing excellent. I feel like I have asked you this question the last couple of games that that we've done pregame together, but I want to ask again, concern level right now after the loss at TCU, about the same, starting to build a little bit more. How are you feeling right now about where this team's at right now?
I'd say it's very high. I mean, I think BYU has dug themselves a big hole. I don't know that they're playing terribly, but they're not playing great. They're not shooting the ball particularly well. There's a lot of mistakes, a lot of turnovers, a lot of lapses, especially on the road. And, you know, I guess it's all about what you're talking about. I mean, if BYU is going to somehow be a top five team in this league, it's absolutely critical that not only they win this game, but their next four games, I would say, games that they should win. And if it's more about getting the NCAA tournament, they're going to have to win at least three, I think, of those games. But this is the part of the season where you need to be building up some cushion. And BYU's, you know, they're digging themselves a hole. And this is a fairly easy schedule for BYU right now, and they're not taking advantage of the opportunities when they have that. Now, with that said, like I said, I don't think this team's playing terribly. I think they're fixable things. I think there's some adjustments that can be made. They're here at home against the team that's really struggled this year, and so it's a great opportunity to get a win and get some confidence and then have a chance to go on the road Saturday up at the U and play and hopefully get a win there. But I can't imagine the fourth loss in a row here on your home floor against OSU at four in a row, and then, I mean, I don't know where they go from there. That would be devastating, and so you cannot afford to let that happen.
Look, you brought up the turnovers, and I know Coach Young in the post game with you and Greg after the game in Fort Worth said the turnovers probably, if he had to pick one, the number one issue right now. Is there anything you're seeing as to why this team is turning the ball over as much as it is, and certainly in on key possessions?
Yeah, well, I think Yegor is probably the primary culprit. Not that he's a careless player or that he can't handle the ball well. I mean, he's at a disadvantage being 6'9" and playing the point because he's got a longer way to dribble than your typical point guard, and guys can come in and knock it away. But teams are smart. I mean, teams figure guys out and figure out what they're good at and what they're not good at. And so you're seeing a lot of double teams on Yegor out on the top because they I think they're worried about him at the rim, but there's kind of a no man's land between the three-point line and the rim for Yegor. He's not going to really hurt you. So I think they're devoting a lot of resources to make it difficult for him to run the point and get the offense started and creating turnovers, which gets you transition buckets. And so I think they're going to have to do some different things. Now, what they could do is I was thinking about this the other day. Maybe use Yegor in different situations, like maybe put him in the Ali Khalifa role for this team and have Dallin hit him at you know, at the free throw line to trigger the offense, and then he can turn and make a pass from there, or he can, or you let Dallin absorb that initial pressure at the point and kick it to Yegor on the wing, or have him cut to the basket. Just use him in different ways, because teams are figuring what they do. Well, if I was going to stop Yegor, and I'm a dumb guy, as you know, Jason, I would absolutely put unbelievable pressure on him, harass him as much as I can on the ball, and then when he starts to dribble, I do not help. I do not help on him on the dribble, because I know he's a great passer, and he's going to make passes that most people won't. So I'm going to then bait those passes to the wings and the corners and try and get steals from him. So this is no indictment or no issue with Yegor at all. He's obviously one of the great passers that we'll ever see, but I think teams are smart, coaches are smart, game plans are good, and so they've got to use him in different ways. And then maybe also, and this is a pretty long-winded answer, Jason, but I think you're relying too much on those younger guys, whether it's Cannon or Yegor. I think we'll see it from this team that you're going to have a trend and a movement towards more experienced guys getting more minutes. And it's not to say those younger guys won't play and be a big part of it, but you just need to have a little bit of the pressure taken off of them. Let them figure it out. Let them kind of ease in and learn how to play the right way. And so I think we'll see that a little bit as well. And I don't even know what the question was anymore, Jason, but I think the point is there's adjustments to be made. And I think Coach Young and his staff are plenty smart enough to figure that out, and will make some adjustments, and hopefully that'll be beneficial to this team.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Look, you and I are both on the same page. This is a game tonight. BYU has an opportunity to start turning the tide a little bit, and it starts tonight against Oklahoma State. They're coming off a loss at Utah. Just like BYU, they're 1-3. This is an opportunity for BYU to start the turnaround tonight, which I fully expect them to be able to do. What do you make of Oklahoma State? Totally different team than what we saw from last year from a personnel standpoint. Certainly new coach and everything. How different are they from the team that BYU split with last year?
Like most teams nowadays, it seems, Jason, is very different. I mean, year to year, you got 7 to 10 guys, new guys, and that's not unique to OSU, but you know, some interesting things about this team is they're not very reliant on the three. BYU's had a tough time guarding the three. Sometimes you can kind of get a false sense of security. Well, this team doesn't shoot a lot from three, so maybe we'll try and pack in the defense a little bit more. Maybe we'll dare them to shoot the three. And that doesn't always work out for you. You know, TCU is one of those teams. But if you leave guys open from three, even if they're not a good shooting three-point team, they can make threes, and they can get hot, and then it's a problem. So, anyway, they're not going to probably look to shoot a lot of threes. They're a team that likes to draw fouls, get to the free throw line a lot. They're a team that will foul you, and so that's important to not bail them out, not to give up free throws. And they're also a team that really like to run. They like to turn you over. I mentioned turnovers, and turnovers, half the problem is you lose your possession. The other half is that creates a possession for them that's ideal. That's either a fast break or early offense transition that you have to get back into that are going to open up shots for you. So obviously OSU relies on that a lot. But it's kind of a different team than we've seen BYU have to play, and I'm looking forward to see how BYU does.
I have not seen anything in terms of any changes to the lineup from what we saw at TCU. There, you know, I guess, you know, until the game tips, there could be some changes, but I think we're going under the assumption that we'll see the same lineup, which means Dallin Hall will come off the bench. I asked him about that in the previous segment during the interview. Did you like what you saw with Dallin being able to be there with Foose and Dawson with that second unit?
I really like Dallin being on the floor. I think the team's better with him on the floor. He's got experience. Even when he's not scoring a lot of points, he's tough. He gives a level of toughness and experience that I think you need. And, like I said before, I think the shift is going to be playing more minutes for more guys that are experienced, whether it's Dallin or Mawut or, you know, Dawson. Dawson didn't play great against TCU, but he's been good at times. And so again, not to say the younger guys won't have plenty of opportunity and get plenty of minutes, but you have to win games at this point. So kind of the experimentation and the grace period is over. You've got to have the guys on the floor that are going to give you the best chance to win games, and I think Dallin is one of those guys. He hasn't played great, but I think he's on a good trend for me, and so we'll see. And, I'm not going to confirm or deny anything, Jason, but I've heard rumblings. Let's just leave it at that, that there's been rumblings that we'll find out about soon enough.
All right. Sounds good. This is going to be – honestly, Mark, I'm excited about this game tonight. I think this really is a good opportunity for BYU to start – begin that turnaround. I think it starts tonight, and I think they're going to do it. Appreciate the insight, as always, and we'll hear you with Greg coming up in just a few minutes. Thanks, my man.
All right, my man. Go Chiefs for you.
Thank you.
And for my Taylor Swift loving daughter-in-law, who's now a huge Chiefs fan. I love it.
Hey, we'll it doesn't matter why they're Chiefs fans. I'm willing to accept all of them.
I know you're a big T Swift fan, T Swizzle fan too.
Well,
as
certainly
well.
Bigger now than I ever was. Thank you, Mark.
See you later.
All right, bye. That's the great Mark Duran. Go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. We'll take a break. Come back one more segment before we get you back to the Marriott Center on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
With more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live, here's Jason Shepherd.
All right, we're running out of time here, so we're going to go ahead and wrap things up from our BYU Radio studios. Coming up on Cougar Halftime Live, we'll update you on the evening in the Big 12 as well as Top 25 Hoops. But coming up next, back over to the Marriott Center for the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show. You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Zions Bank, for all your personal and business banking needs, Zions Bank is for you. Let's take you courtside and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good evening, Cougar basketball fans, and welcome courtside inside the Marriott Center in Provo, Utah, as tonight the BYU Cougars seek to snap a three-game slide with the Oklahoma State Cowboys in town. Both of these teams off to 1-3 starts in Big 12 play. OSU playing the back half of a Beehive State road swing, having lost at Utah on Saturday. BYU suffered a Saturday setback at TCU. My name is Greg Wrubell. I've got your play-by-play call tonight, joined as always by my longtime courtside colleague, the former BYU hoopster himself, Mark Durant. And Mark, it was 2 weeks ago tonight that BYU was opening Big 12 play with a resounding home win over Arizona State. And that was BYU's last win. The Cougs hoping for some Marriott Center magic to help make this losing streak disappear.
But Greg, if I've learned anything from The Natural, is that the OG sports psychiatrist of all time says that losing is a disease as contagious as the bubonic plague. Ah, but it's curable. And I think this is the cure tonight is OSU, because they really struggled. That's not to say they can't win games. They beat Kansas State at home, but they just got thumped up at Utah, and this is a team that's reeling, and I think BYU is desperate and looking to get some confidence back and turn this ship around, which they desperately need to do. We're talking about any kind of postseason, any kind of conference play. It has to happen tonight, and this is a good opportunity for them to get on the right track.
It really is. Coming up next, my pregame conversation with BYU head coach Kevin Young as the Zions Bank, a Cougar pregame coaches show, rolls on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young as we return to the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show. Here's Greg Wrubell.
All right, tonight here at the Marriott Center, 10-5, BYU taking on 9-6 Oklahoma State in the 10th all-time meeting between these two programs. BYU 2-1 all-time against the Pokes in Provo, including an 85-71 win here in March of last year on BYU Senior Night. BYU's 8-1 at home this season, taking an L 1 week ago tonight versus Texas Tech on this floor. After tonight, BYU's out on the road for back-to-back games at Utah and at Colorado. Big home game tonight as BYU seeks to stop that three-game losing streak. Time now for my pregame interview with BYU head coach Kevin Young, presented by Zions Bank. For all of your personal and business banking needs, visit us online at ZionsBank.com or stop by your local Zions Bank branch to meet with a banker in person. Let us show you all the ways Zions Bank is for you. And tonight, coming off a turnover-heavy loss at TCU, Coach Young talks about the importance of ball security against an Oklahoma State team that thrives on takeaways.
Kind of things that makes their engine go, for sure, and I think it's two for one. I think it's, you know, they have the athletes to do it, but I think it helps them, you know, create offense at the same time. So I think it's twofold for us. One, we don't want to give them extra possession, but two, if we can keep them in the half court trying to score against our half court defense, we feel like that's advantageous for us. Plus, obviously, you know, we want to get as many chances as we have to score the ball offensively as well.
How much of the notion of attacking pressure with pressure is important in this game?
I think it's really important. I think you've seen the teams that have played them well have done just that. I thought Utah did it pretty well. Didn't really allow them to create that chaos that you spoke about. They were more, you know, under control, but not to the point where they were passive. So I think it's a, you know, a balancing act of trying to, you know, use it against them without getting too sped up, if that makes sense.
They're not a great shooting team by the numbers. They get a lot of their work done at the free throw line. They want to force the issue and get to as close to the rim as possible. Really high percentage of their points come at the stripe.
Yeah, I think it's twofold. You know, when they're able to get to the free throw line, then they're able to set up that full court pressure. So I think it's a double whammy when you foul them.
Slows it down.
Yeah, slows it down if that favors them. So we'll have to have, you know, we talked about a lot this morning, just, you know, unbelievable, you know, second off the floor type of discipline, rim verticality discipline. You know, because it is such an important part of, like I said, it's a twofold thing.
Okay. New lineup look for you tonight. How do you plan to go against Oklahoma State?
Throw my wood out there, you know, in place of Cannon, bring Cannon off the bench, try to get him going with that second unit. You know, hopefully he can find some more offense in that group. And then, you know, just kind of having that intensity that Mawut brings to the table out of the gate, I think is something that was really, I think, impactful to have that big run we had in the first half at TCU, and you know, kind of liked what he brought to the table there.
You're only focused on this game and this game only, but it would be nice to give yourself some kind of springboard into hopefully a nice run here over the next little bit.
No question. You know, at the same time, it's you know, it's not even just a, for me, I'm looking at even more granular. So just make the next right play that's in front of you, you know, in this game, and just worry about that and that only. You know, obviously for me, I look at it with the bigger lens. You know, don't necessarily share that with the players, but, you know, we've come up short, and you know, had games right there that we could get, and you know, we need to one, win for confidence, and then two, hopefully, like you said, a springboard, a little streak.
All right, Coach, thanks for the preview. Good luck in this one. We'll talk to you post game.
Thank you.
All right, that is BYU head coach Kevin Young leading us into tonight's Keys to the Game, brought to you by your local Ford stores. BYU basketball, built Ford proud. Mark Durant, what are your keys for the Cougs against Oklahoma State?
The Cowboys like to shoot a lot of free throws, so I want 8 fouls or fewer for BYU a half. And don't bail them out. Contest, don't foul. And
so that equals 16 fouls.
16 total
or fewer,
fouls.
And opponents are averaging about 19 against them per game. So yeah,
I think that's reasonable, and if you're smart, you can do that if it's a focus for you. So I hope BYU, that's on their game plan. And the other thing is under 12 turnovers. OSU lives on fast break points. Most of those come off turnovers.
All right, heading into the break, we remind you to go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show coming your way next. Live from the Marriott Center in Provo, Utah, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. The Cougar Tip-Off Show is also brought to you by the BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Also brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Let's head live to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good evening once again, Cougar Nation. Welcome back courtside at the Marriott Center, where tonight it's the Cougars and the Cowboys. BYU home to Oklahoma State, 2-1-3 teams in league play, looking to make a move out of the Big 12's bottom tier. This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant with you for play-by-play and commentary. Our studio host is Jason Shepard. Coordinating producer is Terry South. Our control board operators and editors tonight are Seth Larson, Ethan Arkell, and James Finlayson. Our BYU radio engineer, Barry Squires. Well, Kevin Young's first season as BYU head coach has seen an ever-changing set of starting lineups and rotations. Coming into this week, Cannon Catchings was the only player to start every game. That will change. That streak will end tonight with Catchings coming off the bench. He'll be replaced by Mawut Mag in the starting five. The new group is BYU's sixth different starting lineup in this BYU's 16th game. Tonight, it'll be Demon, Nell, Saunders, Mag, and Kata.
I think what we're seeing is kind of a trend to put more experienced guys on the floor and guys that have been through this before, and maybe surrounding Yegor and surrounding Cannon with more experience rather than playing them together. I think that's a pretty smart move. I hope Cannon can embrace this and be like a Jackson Robinson last year and be really effective in that second group with Dowlin and Foose. And so I think it's good. Also, I think reward guys that are playing well. And Mawut has played great defense and playing hard, and I think this team needs guys that play hard. And I think it's a good move. We'll see how it goes for Coach Young tonight.
Those are all excellent points. Mark, coming up next, we hear from Oklahoma's first-year head coach, Steve Lutz. As we break, we remind you that BYU basketball is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show continues right after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. See your Utah Hyundai dealers, proud partner of BYU Athletics. Coming up, it's a meeting of two head coaches in their first seasons with their respective teams. BYU with Kevin Young facing Oklahoma State with Steve Lutz. Lutz in only his fourth season as a Division I head coach, but already with three NCAA tourney appearances in 2 years at Corpus Christi and a single season at Western Kentucky. It'll take something unforeseen, probably, to get OSU into the postseason in 2025, but a short time ago, I sat down, actually stood with Coach Lutz near his locker room for a progress report on the Pokes.
For those of you that know me, I mean, 1-3 is not where we want to be. I think that some days I think we're getting better, and then some days I think, like at Utah the other night, where, you know, we've taken a step backwards, especially on the defensive end, and our identity is going to have to be on the defensive end. We're not gifted enough on the offensive end to walk out and score 75-80 a night. So we've got to embrace the physicality of the game. We've got to be somewhat grimy, and we've got to be tough and very, very disciplined. And that's where our biggest progress needs to be made.
You are generating a lot with your defense. There's about a 13-point-per-game disparity in your wins and losses on points off of turnovers alone. Yeah. If that's happening, it's a good sign for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And even if we don't get turnovers, right, and we don't create offensive opportunities there, at least if we get a stop on the defensive end, you've got an opportunity to run in transition. But when you're getting the ball out of the basket, you have no opportunity to run in transition. And we've been best, especially early on in the season, where we've been able to push the ball and score in transition.
You had been starting Khalil Brantley at the point. You made a change to Arturo Dean and got a good result from it, but then he wasn't available for you on the weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, no, he was sick. I mean, we've got several guys sick, but I'm sure BYU has some guys sick too. I mean, that's just where we're at. It's January, and it's a long season. So, you know, those can't be excuses. But with that being said, between the two of those guys, they've been fine for us. We still need more production from them, both on the defensive end with their aggressiveness, their tenacity, and those sorts of things. But we need them to be able to score the ball a little bit better.
Speaking of scoring the ball, good to have a holdover in Jamyron Keller. He had his career high against BYU in Stillwater last week.
He told me all about it. Obviously, a big shot at the end. But, yeah. You know, he got him started into the starting lineup probably 2-3 weeks ago, and he's done well. We need him to continue to be more aggressive, more assertive, but most importantly, I needed him to be an everyday guy, right? He's had some really good games, and then he's had some games where he's not been as good. And, you know, you're a sophomore Baltimore. You played in the Big 12. You've seen it all. So we need to be more consistent with what we're doing with him.
Finally, Coach, your thoughts on a BYU team that comes in at 1-3 in the Big 12 as well?
Yeah, I really like Kevin's team. You know, I think he's got a lot of offensive firepower. Obviously, they shoot the basketball well. They rebound the ball at a very, very high rate. And they assist on a lot of baskets, which is a recipe for success. They're probably like me. They need to make some improvement on the defensive end, right? And you're not going to be able to come into this league and outscore people on a consistent basis from what I've seen. And obviously, I'm brand new to the league just like he is. But I've watched this league for many years. And, you know, defense is going to kind of give you an opportunity to win in this league.
Coach, pleasure meeting you and chatting with you. Thanks for the time and good luck down the line.
Yeah, thanks, Greg.
All right, that's Oklahoma State head coach Steve Lutz. BYU fans, make a fast break to the new Doug Smith Kia in Linden for a huge selection of new and used cars like the all-electric EV6 or the 8-passenger Telluride. Doug Smith next to Home Depot in Linden. The Cougar Tip-Off Show rolling on after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's head back courtside and rejoin Greg Wrubell.
BYU and Oklahoma State just moments away, and this is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. After tonight, BYU will officially be in the back half of its regular season schedule. And the season's flying by, isn't it? After tonight, only 15 league games will remain. And Mark, with BYU at 1-3 in league, but now facing four consecutive lower-tier teams, now's the time to make a move in the Big 12 table.
Yeah. There's some mountains in the future that you're going to have to climb. And while the terrain is relatively flat, you need to make up some ground. And BYU's already had some setbacks, and now we'll have to really take advantage of these next few games to put them into a much better position going that second half of conference, which I think will be much tougher.
Our final segment of the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show is coming up next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on. Here's Greg Wrubell.
All right, ticket set for BYU and Oklahoma State here at the Marriott Center. In BYU's last two losses, Mark Durant, only one BYU player has scored in double figures. And as great as say, Richie was on Saturday with 26 at TCU, he was the only guy to score more than 9 points. And a couple of weeks ago, the hallmark of this BYU's team was balance, productive balance, coming from a lot of different guys.
Well, I think there's good things to balance and bad. I think you need to have a guy that's a leader and that you can count on for points. I think Richie's that guy. I'm on the Richie train right now, and I think everybody else needs to get on board that too, because he's the best player for BYU right now, and he needs to have the ball in his hands, and other guys need to help him so he's not the only guy in double figures.
We liked seeing the ball in Dallin Hall's hands on Saturday at TCU. Nice game for Dallin. 6 assists and 1 turnover in Fort Worth. Maybe the start of a resurgence for him.
Yeah, I think so. He looks better to me, and I think they're doing better things. I don't know that he and Yegor, I mean, they can play at times together, but I think it's going to have to separate those two to let them do their thing when they're out on the floor.
All right, tip-off of BYU and Oklahoma State is coming your way next. This has been the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show on the new skin, BYU.
Cougar fans, it's time to play BYU basketball.
Step back distance. Yes! Knocks it down, Dallin Hall.
Play-by-play coverage of BYU basketball is brought to you by All-Pro Capital, Real Estate Investments. By Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf. We hear you. And by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. This is BYU basketball.
Out to Cannon for another three. Another three! Cannon catching!
On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The four starting lineups. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Tonight's BYU Oklahoma State starting lineups are brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. For the visitors from Stillwater, the OSU Cowboys, 9-6 on the year, 1-3 in league. Head coach Steve Lutz in his first season in Stillwater. At the point for the Pokes, number two, Arturo Dean, making only his second start of the year. The 5'11", 170-pound junior hails from Miami, Florida, a transfer from FIU. At the two, number 14, Jamyron Keller, the Cougar Killer from last year. Career-high 22 against BYU in Stillwater. Keller goes 6'3", 210, sophomore from St. Matthew, South Carolina, Texas transfer. At the three, number one, Bryce Thompson, 6'6", 200-pound senior from Tulsa, Oklahoma, Kansas transfer. At the four, number 25, Robert Jennings, the second, 6'7", 230, junior, DeSoto, Texas, and transfer from Texas Tech. At the five spot, number 33, Abu Usman, 6'10", 245, senior from Brooklyn, New York, transfer from North Texas and Xavier. Those are the Cowboys in orange with black and white tonight. Mark Durant introduces you to the white-clad, royal-accented BYU Cougars.
Backcourt for the Cougars are number three, Igor Demon, number 21, Trevin Nell, and number 15, Richie Saunders. Mawet Mag gets his first start at the four. Number zero, the senior from Melbourne, Australia. And at the five spot, the big fellow, the man in the middle, number 13, Kaba Keita, 6'9", junior from Bamako, Mali. That's your starting five for the 10-5 Cougars, 1-3 in conference, 8-1 here at the Marriott Center, coached by head coach Kevin Young.
Second start for Mawet. Remember when Richie was out for the one game with a concussion, Mawet right. took his place in that game. But the first time they start together, Mawet and Richie. Time now for the BYU Salt Lake Center tip-off. Discover BYU's hidden gem in the heart of Salt Lake City. Learn more at slc.byu.edu. The officials for tonight's basketball game, Antonio Petty, Chance Moore, and Alexander Thompson. And here we go, BYU and OSU. Big game for both teams, both 1-3 in Big 12 play.
OSU in their last four losses, Greg, have gotten off to bad starts. They were down 12-0 at Utah the other night. And so it's important, I think, that BYU come out and get a bit of a lead early so OSU doesn't think, well, tonight's different. Tonight's the night we're going to get a win. Make it clear early that that's not going to happen.
And in each of their last two losses, including Saturday at Utah, they never led in either game. In fact, even in the game they won against K-State, K-State never led in that game. So the last three games OSU has played, whether win or loss, it's been wire-to-wire for the winner. BYU here at the Marriott Center, averaging the seventh highest per-game attendance in Division I. And this looks to be another good crowd on hand tonight. BYU coming in to the evening, averaging 16,694 fans per game. Capacity here is 17,978. Here we go. It'll be Keita and Jennings for the opening tap. It's up. Keita slaps back, and Yegor collects. BYU from back to front, right to left as we see it and you hear it. We are underway here at the Marriott Center. Great to have you with us. You see the immediate ball pressure 30 feet away from the basket by the Cowboys. Saunders on the arc right side. Hooks a pass to Yegor, mid-alley right. Yegor now begins his dribble, backs down, and a skip pass to Mawet. Open three, rainbow, no! Bounced off the rim two times and falls to Arturo Dean. Such Mawet, a signature yeah. shot from Mawet. Really high arcer and almost settled home after a couple of bounces, pops off.
He's a good shooter, but he's last couple of games he hasn't been able to find the bottom of the bucket from three-point land.
Dean squeezes a pass into Thompson, who misses the three. Keba couldn't control the rebound. Knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Oklahoma State basketball.
Well, you just have to get that rebound. Keba had great position and one of the best rebounders in the country. Couldn't come up with that one.
Bryce Thompson will trigger. Baseline out of bounds to the right of the Oklahoma State bucket. Bounce pass beneath the hoop is intercepted. Keita on the steal. Outlet to Yegor. Yegor cross court left wing to Mawet. Holds it out there, lets Saunders pass by, high to Yegor, angle left. Yegor to the bump, Yegor to the right wing. A no look to Trevin Nell. Pull, fire, and he misses the three. BYU 0 for 2 from deep. Nice chase down by Keba for the offensive reset. Yegor between the circles now. BYU 0 for 2, both shots from the perimeter. Yegor dribbles in two. A difficult pass in the paint, and is it out of bounds off of Oklahoma State? It is. That's a pass to Keba Keita with Oklahoma State Cowboys sandwiching him in the paint. BYU fortunate that it went off the Cowboys out of bounds. Tough pass to make and could have been a turnover. It goes to BYU, however, with an 8.9-second shot clock. Yegor to trigger to the cutter, Saunders. Touch pass to Mawet. Fakes that three. Will drive the key. Lean at the rim. Up and in. And the Cougs open the scoring. Mawet Mag with the first two for BYU. We're a minute and 20 seconds in. 2-0 Cougs.
Good decision.
Jennings top of the key three, front rims it. OSU not a good three-point team. Richie on the rebound. Saunders down the barrel. Saunders left-hand dribble, pulls it out to the arc left side. Still on the bounce. Richie will drive and kick corner to Mawet. Knocked out of Mag's hands and a foul as Mawet tried to get the ball back. So he turned it over and then fouled in the attempt to retrieve the basketball. And so it's Oklahoma State ball.
He just kind of was lazy on that pass. It got knocked away from him, and he did grab a cowboy and got the foul.
BYU basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. Pretty fast-paced offense for Steve Lutz. Dean right wing, high to Brandon Newman, who checks in early. Hello, Newman. Usman will drive it and draw a foul as he made his way to the rim beneath the bucket left side. The foul goes to Kaba Kata. And so one apiece for Kata and Mag. Two fouls early on BYU. Oklahoma State yet to foul. And as we talked early in the pregame, Oklahoma State draws a lot of fouls, commits a lot of fouls. Free throw line, a big part of the Cowboys game. And so it is that Abu Usman will shoot two. And he's a 76% free throw shooter. Pretty good for a big guy at 6'10", 245. Usman spins out the first one. And Oklahoma State remains scoreless on the night. 2-0 BYU almost exactly 2 minutes in here at the Marriott Center. Usman struggled on the hill. 3-for-10 shooting at Utah from the field after a 27-point night against Kansas State. Second free throw good. 1-for-2 on the trip. Oklahoma State on the board and 2-1 BYU. Richie will take it from back to front. Again, gets picked up at the timeline. Oklahoma State loves to pressure. Richie will drive, get it blocked into his hands, try to squeeze it up, blocked again, and he'll draw the foul. He'll go to the free throw line. So, back-to-back free throw set, says Marcellus Avery. They call him Chi-Chi. Last time we saw Avery, he was playing for UCF. In fact, we've seen a few of these guys playing for other teams. There are three Oklahoma State players, Mark, that we saw playing with other Big 12 teams last year. Pat Sumnick with West Virginia, Chi-Chi Avery with UCF, and Robert Jennings with Texas Tech.
First free throw is good. Yeah, it's the Wild West now all over the country transfer-wise. I mean, you'd think you could at least make some kind of rule that a kid can't transfer inside your conference.
Used to be such a rare thing, and now it's just so commonplace. It's funny to see, though. Richie, 2-for-2 on the trip, and BYU takes the 4-1 lead. BYU is led from the get-go. Cougs up three. Oklahoma State from back to front. Arturo Dean on the dribble. Fellow point guard Khalil Brantley started most of this season. He'll come off the bench tonight. Dean into a three, won't take it left side. Pass goes to Jamiron Keller. Keller cut off mid-alley left, looking for help. Floats a pass out straight away to Avery. Right wing Dean, now a post feed to Usman. Reverse flip, good. Abu Usman has all three for Oklahoma State, and the score is 4-3. BYU on top by one.
Not good defense from Kaba. Probably doesn't want to pick up that second foul.
Yegor drives to the free throw line, kicks Richie in the corner, stepped on the sideline. Richie Saunders had a late turnover at TCU in a similar scenario, a sideline step out. And this turns it over. That's turnover number two for BYU, Oklahoma State basketball. Cowboys play for their first lead of this early game. 4-3, BYU on top by one.
That's a killer. He hits the shot. He just needs to know where that sideline is. He's been vulnerable to that out of bounds there.
Wipe off the three from Richie. Keller straight away Dean, Arturo Dean, just outside the three-point line. Hesitation, dribble drive, flips it up and misses. Kaba yanks it off the backboard. BYU stays in front by a score of 4-3. 16:50 to play till the break. Yegor down the barrel. Yegor left-hand dribble. Yegor will cuff it, get right to the backboard, and it's blocked off the window, and no call for goaltend. I thought that'd be a goaltend, and no.
Got pinned against the backboard.
Kevin Young incredulous. It stays 4-3. BYU a three for Usman. Rims off, and Trevin Nell grabs a rebound. Outlet Yegor. Yegor down floor left side. Almost lost the dribble. Regains the handle left wing. Right side turnover. Pass to Nell is picked off by Newman. Brandon Newman will spin from the left elbow, nearly drag a foot. It's tied up by Trevin Nell. It will go to Oklahoma State on the arrow. But some shaky ball security for BYU early. The turnovers rearing their ugly head yet again. Three early giveaways for BYU to one for Oklahoma State. And Oklahoma State makes its living when it does well offensively, does so on opponent miscues. Yegor is out, and Dallin Hall is in. Kaba Kata is out, and Fuseni Traore is in. So Kevin Young going to his Dallin Foose two-man game.
It's just some laziness right now, Greg. Lazy passes out front have caused two turnovers. Just no need for that. One-handed passes. Just make sharp passes, especially against a high-pressure team like the Cowboys.
Backup point guard tonight. Khalil Brantley's checked in. Right wing Newman. Right elbow Avery. Back to Brantley on the base right. Hooks a pass to Usman. Usman to the middle. Up and off the iron. Cougs will stay in front. 4-3 on a tight end miss for Usman. Oklahoma State 1-for-6 from the field to start. BYU not much better, 1-for-4. Mag will drive it from the right corner. Pass out to Dallin Hall. Didn't take that three. Richie will and score it from the right corner. Richie Saunders with the Cougs' first Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer of the night. It's brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. 4-point lead for BYU. Game high cushion at 7-3. 15:45 to play till the break. Banked in three on the left wing by Jamiron Keller, the guy who had 22 against BYU last year in Stillwater. Right as BYU takes a 4-point lead, a banked in three. A slip low by Foos, a pass out to Nell, pull, fire, score for three. Back-to-back triples for BYU, Trevin Nell's first three. Another Mountain America Credit Union three, and BYU back up to a 4-point lead at 10-6.
Teams started out 0-for-5, and now they've each hit their last three in a row. Two for BYU, one for the Cowboys.
Brantley slaloming his way to the left elbow. Missed the jumper long, barely grabbed the flange, and then Nell grabs the rebound. Cross-court, Dallin Hall, right wing. Dallin takes Brantley to the perimeter right. Hall backs it out to 30 feet. 15 minutes on the first half clock. Foos, little 10-foot float. Missed it, but he's fouled. He'll shoot free throws after this. BYU by 4. 10-6 is our score. As we take a break, it'll be Foos shooting two free throws upon our return to the Marriott Center. 14:55 to play here in Provo. Half number one on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar Basketball brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass with locations in St. George, Cedar City, Vernal, Roosevelt, American Fork, Provo, and now a new location in Payson. BYU's had a couple of four-point leads, including the current one at 10-6, 14:55 to play in half number one here at the Marriott Center. Oklahoma State coming in 9-6 in league, 1-3, around 9-6 overall, 1-3 in league. They played at Utah and lost by 21 on Saturday, 83-62, shot the ball very poorly on the hill. 33% from the field, 26% from the arc, and 55% from the free throw line. And early, Oklahoma State's below all those numbers, shooting 25, 25, and 50%. BYU shooting 50, 50, and 100% in those same three categories. And BYU's also doubling up the pokes and rebounds at 6-3. Cougs do have to take better care of the ball. They have three turnovers to Oklahoma State's one in the early going.
Yeah, that's what's keeping the Cowboys in it, and a banked-in three. Cowboys have shot four threes. I think BYU wants them to shoot as many as they want contested threes because they're not a great shooting three-point team, and so far that strategy working is OSU not getting good looks, and the one thing got to go was the bank-in.
Yeah, they don't shoot a lot of threes by rate, and they also don't make a ton of threes at 32% on the year. As we come back in, Fuseni Traore is at the free-throw line. And misses the first free throw. And that's unlike Foos, as he's an excellent free throw shooter. Traore now 32-39 at the line. We've seen probably as many misses in the last 2 weeks as we saw in the first 2 months from Foos. And makes the second of two. So BYU by 5 for the first time tonight. 11-6 is our score. Fuseni Traore is now 3 points away from the career top 35 at BYU. Khalil Brantley in the forecourt left side.
It's about as experienced a team as you can put on the floor for BYU right now. Let's see how they do. They did a nice job, this group, at TCU.
BYU 2-3 defensive zone straight away. It's Chichi Avery. Hands off to Jamiron Keller. Keller, who banked in that three, will jump into the paint, lean back, and miss it short at the right side of the rim. BYU with numbers now as Keller's behind the play. Dallin Hall, left corner, Richie Saunders. Richie will drive it, get right to the rim. That's got to be a goal 10. That'll be blocked off the rim and count the bucket. BYU by 7 for the first time now. 13-6. Count the two for Richie Saunders. And Saunders with that goaltend call has 7 to pace BYU.
A really quick move, and they had to get out him to contest the three, and he just blew by his man baseline.
Richie personally is outscoring Oklahoma State right now 7-6. BYU as a team leads 13-6.
I used to love it when my brother Devin would do that for a while.
Corner three, left side, no. Rebound by, or missed by Avery. Rebound by Brantley. A touch pass inside, knocked away, taken away. BYU on the steal. Mawut to the trailer, Trevin Nell. Trevin Nell topside. Trevin Nell left side. Terminates hands high to Foos. Fuseni Traore. A little backdoor to Dallin Hall. Waits up and in.
Nice.
The assist to Fuseni Traore. And the two-man game, the high-low goes Foos to Hall this time. And Hall scores beneath the bucket. BYU now on a run. 15-6 is the lead. 8-0 spurt for BYU in 2 minutes and an Oklahoma State turnover on pressure from Richie Saunders. as Brandon Newman lost the handle on the boundary. BYU, with 13:34 to go here in the first half, has a nice little run going. 8-0, and the Cougs have made their last four from the floor. OSU scoreless in the last 2 minutes plus. It's 15-6, Cougars.
That's just great hustle. Richie contesting a sideline pass, and he gets a bounce out of it. That's just hustle. We expect nothing less from Richie. And how about Foose? I mean, talk a lot about his back-to-the-basket game, but he is a tremendous passer for a big guy.
Has two of BYU's four assists. Dawson Baker in the game and drops it downstairs to Traore. Foose on a single team by Sumnick. Out to Baker, repost to Foose. Quick move to the middle, jump hook, and good! By Fuseni Traore. Cannon Catchings following it, put his hands on the rim, and I'm not sure why, but it didn't affect the outcome, which is a bucket and an 11-point lead for BYU, 17-6. Foose on the make, a baseline drive, and out of bounds off of Newman. Another turnover. BYU on the baseline force, and now the turnovers are evened up at three apiece.
Yeah, Dallin did a good job of getting to the baseline, and then snuck in the hand and knocked it off the knee. So nice job by Dallin, sporting a new tight do. He looks good. He just looks fresh and active.
Cougs on a double-digit run. That's back-to-back games with double-digit runs. 14-0 at TCU, 10-0 currently with a 17-6 lead. Dallin Hall wing left side. Short corner feed to Foose. Found it on the baseline after a bobble. Goes to the middle on Usman. Still single team. A knock away, a strip of Foose. And Keller races it down the barrel and took a foul on his hop into the paint. He'll shoot two free throws, or will they say on the floor here? It'll be Dallin Hall picking up the foul and two shots indeed for the Cowboys. So BYU's run of 10-0 may come to an end at the free throw line as Jamyron Keller will go to the stripe. Keller, an 85% free throw shooter. And last year against BYU, didn't miss a shot. 8-for-8 from the field, 4-for-4 from three, made both of his free throws. Jamyron Keller, with that career-high 22 last year, has three in this one, looking to make it 4 and 5 at the free throw line.
Foose back. I like Foose back and a guy down, but he started almost at the three-point line as the free throw is good. And he had the ball in his hands for 8-9 seconds backing down. There's no big man in the country that I trust to have the ball in their hands for that long. That would have been smart to just pass it out, reset, and then get a little closer, then back down.
Keller, good on the first of two. 4 points to lead Oklahoma State. Ends BYU's 10-0 run. 17-7 our new score. Cougs on top. Will this be four straight games where the winner leads wire to wire in an Oklahoma State Cowboy game? Second free throw missed by Keller. Rebound Baker. Down floor Richie, and now Dallin Hall left corner. Back to Saunders on the arc left side. Closing out is Keller. So Saunders loses him on dribble to the right side. Richie pivoting away from Keller, who's all over him. Finds Foose near the timeline. 12-second shot clock. 12:15 game clock. Dallin to the top. Holds it above his head. Looks inside. Stays outside to Baker. Baker with a 6-second shot clock. Will cuff it. Turn around at the free throw line. Lob low to Foose. Foose has to go up quickly with it with 2 and 1 on the shot clock. And there's a shot clock violation. And it'll go to Oklahoma State on BYU's fifth turnover of the night.
We're going to get Cannon, I think, with something, a technical or a delay of game or something.
So it was already a turnover,
and now it's a
technical foul, or just a warning?
I didn't see him come over and signal anything to the bench.
Okay,
so just a warning.
So a warning?
Yeah, it wasn't.
Oh, they did call him a tech. So it's a technical foul on Cannon Catchings after the turnover. Cannon just recently checked in, and within seconds of coming in, I think. No, sorry, it was just a had to be just a warning, right? There were no free throws. So Oklahoma State basketball off the turnover. Arturo Dean, left wing. High to Jennings, right wing Keller. His hook pass is picked off by Fuseni Traore, looking for Usman down low. Hall from Foose, down floor Baker. Baker will drive the base, take a bump in the corner, and timeout on the floor. BYU basketball out of bounds after this break. 11:46 to go. We're taking the under 12-minute media timeout. Jason Shepard standing by with a scoreboard update here at the Marriott Center. It's BYU by 10. Cougs had a game-high lead of 11. Right now it's 17-7. BYU on top of Oklahoma State on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here's Jason Shepard with a scoreboard update.
In Manhattan, Kansas tonight, it's K-State hosting Texas Tech with the Red Raiders on top 11-7, 15 minutes to go in the first half. Two more games set to tip off tonight at around 9 o'clock Mountain Time. Number 25, Baylor at Arizona, and then UCF at ASU. Let's get you back over to the Marriott Center and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Thank you, Jason. BYU basketball brought to you by Smith's. Cougar fans, score big for game day meals at Smith's with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Smith's, fresh for everyone. BYU and Oklahoma State playing just one time this year. They faced each other twice last year, Stillwater and Provo. In fact, last year's Provo meeting was the last home game of the year for BYU. The Cougs winning on senior night 85-71. Balancing out the loss in Stillwater, Cowboys won 93-83. And that's when OSU was really struggling, played like maybe their game of the season against BYU. A ranked BYU team in Stillwater. It was a morning start, and Cougars never really got going and got drummed out. But here we go. BYU off to a solid start, 17-7, the Cougar lead. BYU on a baseline to the right of the standard. Foose's pass is picked off on the inbounds. That's six turnovers for BYU. Dean will drive it, take a foul on his way to the rim, and they're going to call a...
I thought it was a travel. They've called it an intentional
one?
Foul.
So that'll be a flagrant one. And by the way, in the last sequence, we wondered why Cannon Catchings was signaled for a tech, but there were no free throws. It was actually offsetting. There were two techs on the play, two Class A unsporting technical fouls on Bryce Thompson for Oklahoma State and Cannon Catchings for BYU. Only caught the Catchings one. So that went offsetting, and there were no free throws. But on this play...
The previous play is under review.
Okay, you hear in the referee's mic, the previous play is being reviewed. Again, the call on the floor was a flagrant one, but I'm not sure what they saw there or what they thought they saw. Was it behind the play?
Behind the play, Cannon was running side by side with, couldn't see who it was, and they knocked into each other. The Oklahoma State player went flying, I think was acting a little bit. I didn't see Cannon throw an elbow or a punch or anything like that. He just kind of you're running next to a guy, you kind of bump him, but he went flying, and that triggered the official to call an intentional foul. They'll look to see if there's anything more than that, but in the brief glimpse I saw, it was not egregious, I guess I would say.
Well, either way, Cannon Catchings is involved in stuff early on that's drawn the official's attention, so they are still looking at it at the courtside monitor, and when they've reached an adjudication, we should get it in the referee's mic, which you should hear over our console here. 17-7, BYU leading at 11:41 to go until halftime. We're in a brief break while they review an on-floor call for a flagrant foul against BYU.
Cannon already has a technical, and clearly there's some early bad blood between those two. And Cannon didn't miss the opportunity to give him a little shoulder. It's unfortunate, too, because that's behind the play. I thought the dribbler traveled. BYU would have got a turnover there.
Speaking of turnovers, both teams really struggling to take care of the ball early. Six turnovers apiece here in the first 9 minutes of play. BYU shooting 67%. When they can get a shot off, they're usually hitting it. But they've attempted only 9 field goals with 6 empty possessions on giveaways. Long look at this, by the way. They've been at the monitor for quite a while. Oklahoma State shooting 2-for-10 from the field. BYU 6-for-9. So the Pokes have gotten off one more shot than BYU at the moment. Rebound still in BYU's favor. Still a double-up situation at 8-4. And they're fine-tooth combing this one at the scorer's table.
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, it was just kind of a dip of a shoulder, but certainly intentional from Cannon. And so I don't know how you – wasn't an elbow, wasn't anything, like I said, egregious, but I think they'll kind of – they've already called an intentional foul. I think that's probably what it'll stay. Really a long wait here. Crazy. Great start for BYU. 10 and a chance to really open this game up, but you can't make mistakes like that. Cannon, I think, probably playing with a little fire to begin with, and is kind of a little hot under the collar so far in this one.
All right, the video review is complete, and now the three officials are talking amongst themselves and hope to get an announcement over the microphone as they announce they were reviewing it. We'll see if they choose to do that or not. That should be the protocol here. But after a long, long review with BYU up 10, now it's a long, long conversation with the three officials. Again, just moments ago, we saw offsetting technical fouls against Thompson and Catchings for BYU. All right, here comes the announcement.
The previous play has been upgraded to a flagrant one foul.
All right, so flagrant one. They did away with the intentional foul terminology a couple of years ago, and everything's got to be in the flagrant family. It'll be a flagrant one, and it'll be free throws for Oklahoma State. So unfortunate for BYU on a really innocuous situation, Mark. They, behind the play, Cannon just wants to, you know, assert himself a little bit, and it ends up getting caught and called. And so free throws with no one on the lane for Robert Jennings.
I'm a little bit surprised that Cannon staying in the game with the flagrant one, with the technical. He may be well served to just take a breather for a bit.
Free throw good by Robert Jennings, the second, a Texas Tech player last year. In fact, in two games played against BYU as a Red Raider last year, he had 12 points in 25 minutes and goes 1 for 2 on the trip. Second one rattled out. So Oklahoma State has had three players go to the free throw line for two free throws each, and each player's gone 1 for 2.
They go a lot, but they don't always shoot well. Utah, I think they were 12 for 22, something like that. Not a good number.
Yeah, shot 55% at the line on Saturday. So down to a 9-point lead. Oklahoma State keeps the basketball. And now what? Cannon Catchings picks up his third foul in about a minute.
That's personal. It was just a kind of a bump on a cutter. These officials... Now Cannon is being pulled away again. That's why I thought maybe get him out just to let everybody cool down, Cannon and the officials. So he's got three now.
So first game that Cannon doesn't start, he comes off the bench and immediately gets into it with opponents and officials, as it turns out, and he's on the bench with three fouls.
Yeah, there's no way you call that unless you're trying to make a point as an official.
Straight away Dean, left wing Keller. Outside the perimeter, the orange-clad Cowboys. Jennings on the arc right side, top side to Devo Davis. Devontae, Devo Davis in the game. No looks it to Keller with a six-second shot clock. Jennings is driving, scooping, and misses the finger roll. Richie had the rebound slapped out of his hands to Yegor. Yegor down floor right side. Mawut Mag will drive it, stop at 10 feet, pivot in the paint, out to Demon. Demon touch pass Richie, pull, fire, and in and out from three. Rebound Davis. 17-8, BYU lead 9. Kublar's lead's been 11. 10:55 to play till the break. Dean open for three, so he takes it and makes it. Arturo Dean with his first three. The Cowboys have their second three. Both teams have two triples. Dawson drives from the perimeter, stripped on his drive, and out of bounds off of Oklahoma State. Nearly BYU's seventh turnover. Arturo Dean, a 29% three-point shooter, 5 for 17 coming into the night, hits his first triple try of this night.
Well, Dawson got fouled on the initial pump fake, but he's got to be a little stronger with the ball. Sometimes he gets in the paint and loses it.
17-11, BYU's large lead of 11 is down to 6. Trevin to make it 9. Yes, knocks down the 3 left side. Trevin Nell wide open for 3. And another Mountain America Credit Union 3 for BYU. 20-11, lead back to 9. The Cougs now 3 for 6 from deep. Oklahoma State 2 for 6. Jennings top of the key. Right wing to Keller. BYU's led all the way in this one. Devo Davis, perimeter left, straight away Jennings. Everything outside the arc right now for Oklahoma State. Keller, stripe extended right side. High side Jennings. Give to Dean. The cycle on the wing left side to Davis. Post feed to Usman gets knocked away with 3 on the shot clock. With 2. Dean drives, floats at the shot clock expiration, and rattled it off the rim. The rebound to Trevin Nell. Fans thought Nell was fouled. Demon down floor off the rebound. It's a miss with the shot clock about to go off for OSU. Then Nell's bumped on the baseline. That'll be foul number 5 against OSU to 6 for BYU. That'll be against Davis, his second. So 9:50 to go in an eventful and spirited first half. We're just halfway through half number one. BYU a 9-point lead, 20-11. BYU pacing for around 80, which is more like it. BYU's played 3 straight games under 70 points.
Well, if Nell keeps shooting like that, they'll get to 70 and then some. He's 2 for 3 from 3 and also has 4 rebounds. That last one was a great rebound. Looked like it might drop to OSU, and Trevin hustled and got it.
Baseline send in to the right of the bucket by Saunders. Finds Kata on the perimeter right. Hand off to Demon. Yegor is scoreless. 1 rebound, 1 assist. Foul out front. That'll be on Keller. And now the fouls are even up 6 apiece, so we'll see the bonus the rest of the way. This is a typical Oklahoma State game. A lot of fouls. Already 12 between the two teams, just over halfway into half number one. Yegor tonight 0-for-1 from the field, hasn't taken a three, hasn't taken a free throw. Has turned it over one time in 6 minutes. BYU with 6 turnovers, Oklahoma State 6 turnovers. So both teams 6 giveaways, both teams 6 fouls. Nell into Demon straight away. Closing out is Keller. Keller gets around the screen by Saunders, takes a drift pass left side, low to Kaba. Kaba hammers it home, rattles home the dunk. And BYU doubles up Oklahoma State 22-11. The game-high lead is equal to 11.
Great pick by Kaba on the flare, and then he just rolled to the basket. Good pass from Richie.
Newman, left wing. And a whistle away from play. That'll be 1-1.
I was watching that, and if anybody, it was Usman that was the aggressor there. Kaba was just holding his spot.
So we'll see if Coach Young plays Kaba with 2. BYU now with 7, 1-1 for Abu Usman. He was 1-for-2 on his earlier trip to the charity stripe. This will be a front-end situation. 1-for-2 tonight for Usman.
Yeah, that's a really bad call, in my opinion. You got two big guys just battling. You could call that every time if you wanted. That's just part of the game.
Usman swishes it, actually. So 2-for-3 on the night. 4 points equals Jamiron Keller for the team-high scoring lead. Back to a 10-point game. BYU 22 and OSU 12. BYU basketball brought to you by Delta, the official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Abu Usman, 2-for-2, the first 2-for-2 trip for any Oklahoma State player tonight. 22-13, the Cougar lead is 9. Richie Saunders leading BYU with 7. Straight away to Yegor. Yegor on the dribble. No looks at left corner, Dawson Baker. Dawson will penetrate. Jump stop. Pivot in the paint out to Yegor with a 12-second shot clock. Demon wipes away Keller. High dribble for Yegor. Still on the bounce. Skip pass right corner, Nell. Now a baseline drive. Hang back and hit at the rim. Trevin Nell with 8 now to lead BYU. And the Cougar lead 11 once again, 24-13.
Nell picked up 2 quick ones at TCU. Never seemed to find his rhythm in that game, but he's found it here. Looks really good.
Keller, stripe extended right side. High side to Newman. Pass nearly picked off. It got into the hands of Avery. A drive, reverse flip, and score for Abu Usman. He's got 7 to pace the Cowboys. Lead down to 9, 24-15. BYU on top, 8:30 to go until the break. Baker finds an open. Nell for 3. This one off the iron. And then out of bounds off of Oklahoma State, or was it off of Saunders? They say off the Cowboys. Cougar basketball. OSU couldn't squeeze the rebound with 8:24 to go till halftime. Foose and Dallin Hall in. Dawson Baker and Kaba out. BYU leading it 24-15. Khalil Brantley checks in. Usman and Dean out. It'll be Sumnick checking in with Brantley as a big and a little enter and leave for Coach Steve Lutz. Lutz, first season in Stillwater, 4th year overall, 9-6. With the Cowboys, 78-41 is all-time record. Foose off the baseline feed, gets to the middle. Jump hook with the right hand over left shoulder, rattles around and down. Fuseni Traore with now 5 points, moves into solo 35th all-time in Cougar career scoring. He climbs the charts. Foose with 5 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists. BYU back up 11 again. Multiple 11-point leads here in the first half, 26-15. Three-pointer long by Newman, but an offensive rebound to Sumnick. Back up with it, blocked at the rim, back into the hands of Trevin Nell. Nell down floor, Demon. Demon, 1-on-2, will back it out, hold out to Nevin. Nell, Trevin for 3, strong on it. The rebound to Newman. Newman races forecourt left side. Fast tempo for the Cowboys. Run off the window, hit the side of the backboard.
Play there.
And Saunders will take it off the side of the window. Left side, Demon. Touch pass, Dallin for 3. Got it! 29-15, timeout Oklahoma State, and we are taking it. 7:30 to go until halftime. The Cougs have their largest lead of the night, 14 points. Dallin Hall wide open, camping out, knocking down left corner.
It is nothing better in basketball as a team making the other team call timeout. That's what Dallin Hall just did.
So we'll take that break with 7:30 to go till halftime. 29-15, Cougs on top. They led all the way in this one on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
It prompted OSU coach Steve Lutz to call a timeout. It's a Dallin Hall three-pointer left corner that is our shot of the game. Brought to you by Zions Bank. For 150 years of helping you succeed, Zions Bank is for you. Dallin Hall now with 5 points on that Zions Bank shot of the game. BYU now 4-for-9 from three. That'll do at 44%. The Cougs scorching the twine at 65% from the field to Oklahoma State's 24%. It's a wide disparity there. It's a wide disparity on the scoreboard. BYU by 14 for the first time tonight at 29-15. The Cougs 5 for their last 7 from the field and pulling away from the Pokes.
One of the things I really like, Greg, looking at this score sheet is you've got 4 kind of senior, junior, experienced program guys doing the damage. 7 for Saunders, 8 for Nell, who's been terrific in this one. 5 rebounds for Trevin. Dallin Hall with 5. Traore with 5. So you're getting it done. Guys, you know, when things are going bad, guys that you need to have leaders in the locker room, and those guys are stepping up and playing good basketball.
So 25 of BYU's 29 points from the holdovers from last year's team.
Yeah, and you talk about the holdovers. Obviously, you want to talk about exciting and recruits and big names coming in. But that holdover team, minus maybe Jackson Robinson, was a team that did really well in the Big 12 and went to the tournament. So it's not like these guys are chopped liver. They've been there, and they could win games in this league and showing what they can do tonight.
Yeah, the freshman, Demon and Catchings, yet to score in this game. Canada, of course, is handcuffed with foul trouble. 3 fouls in 2 minutes, including a technical and a flagrant one. Not his half as he comes off the bench for the first time this season. All right, we're back in OSU basketball. And Khalil Brantley, scoreless on the night, controls for the Cowboys. It's a high screen from Sumnick. He'll roll low. The pass goes wide right to Avery, cycled high to Keller. And from the perimeter left, it's a drive from Bryce Thompson. And
I tell you,
turnover number 7 for the Pokes as Trevin Nell takes it in the chest and draws the offensive foul.
That dude is locked in. Whatever Trevin had for breakfast, this needs to be a pregame thing for him every time because he is playing great.
Trevin Nell last year against OSU averaged 11.5 points per game. He's off to an 8-point start in this game. And another game with multiple threes, 11 games of multiple threes this year for Trevin Nell. He is 2-for-5 from deep. BYU in forecourt, Foose at the free throw line, finds Nell, open three. Again! Trevin Nell! Left corner three, BYU by 17, 32-15, 3-for-6 from deep is Trevin Nell. Ring the bell for Trevin Nell, another three.
He's Nell's tonight, wow. Get an umbrella, it's raining in here.
Avery, three-pointer right side, off the iron. Rebound, Yegor. Outlets Trevin. He'll drop it back to Demon. Yegor to forecourt. BYU 32-15, more than doubling up the Pokes here in Provo. 6:25 to play until halftime. Foose operates top of the arc and nearly gave it away. Wait for the call. Call goes off the Cowboys. It'll stay BYU basketball. Who's got a couple of nice bounces here in the first half on balls that might otherwise have been given away. And that was a bobble by Traore on some pressure at the top of the key. Pass never found its target.
Yeah, it was Dean that looked like he was going with Richie as Traore turned his back and he kind of snuck around and knocked it out of his hands.
Baseline send in for Hall. Left corner, Nell. Nell will drive it to the rim.
Oh.
Take a foul at the hoop. Oh, he wanted the three-point play. He'll have to settle for 2 free throw tries. The foul goes to Robert Jennings, the second, his first. And it's 8 fouls against the Pokes to 7 for BYU. We're both teams in the bonus, but this will be a 2-shot foul for Nell. By the way, Trevin Nell at 3-for-6 from the arc. Now as his 30th game with 3 or more threes as a BYU Cougar. Nell to the free throw line for the first time tonight. 11 points. Now 12 as he knocks down the free throw. BYU 4-of-5 at the line. And the lead goes to 18 for the first time tonight. 33-15. BYU's not trailed in this game. Richie Saunders will have a spell on the bench, but Whit Mag will check in. Saunders sitting on 7 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists in 13 minutes of play. Second by Nell, no good, but a lane violation. He'll get another shot at it. So Usman stepped in. So Trevin will get another look at free throw number 2. 33-15, this for a game-high 19-point cushion with 6:20 to go till the break. Trevin tries it again and makes it count. 34-15, BYU on top. Nell with 12 has already surpassed his per-game scoring average that he had against OSU in 2 games last year against the Pokes. Brantley right side, Keller. BYU 2-3 defensively. BYU in white, Pokes in orange. A tie-up, And an arrow. No, a foul. Nope. Nell thought he had the tie-up. Instead, he's called for the foul. And so on Trevin, that will be number one. On BYU, number eight. Fouls are even eight apiece. This will be a one-and-one situation. Pokes go to the line in a 19-point ball game. 34-15. And blowouts have been the order of the day in the early season of Big 12 competition.
That's just a poor call as Trevin came and doubled from above. But the free throws missed, so no harm done.
Rebound to Foose. Down floor, Yegor. Left wing, Dallin. Dallin takes a body check from Keller. Oh, and Dallin is hurt.
Keller had tripped, and that's what caused him to tackle, basically, Dallin. He's getting up. He looks like he's all right.
Got up slowly, but that was an out-of-control Keller on the trip, as Mark notes. Just kind of ungainly, just fell into Dallin Hall. Knocked him over awkwardly. Foul number nine, 1-and-1 for Dallin Hall. Every free throw, every foul from Oklahoma State. We'll see the Cougs go to the line for two the rest of the way here in the first half. Checking in Connor Dow. Another holdover for Oklahoma State of three. The comeback from last year's team. Dow from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Didn't score in 15 minutes against BYU last year. Here in Provo, Hall, free throw good. So makes the front end, and BYU by 20 for the first time tonight now. 35-15.
Dallin looks good. Everybody looks good out there right now. Everybody's playing well. And both teams rely, Greg, as you know, heavily on their benches, get a lot of production from their benches. Dallin Hall getting another point for the BYU's bench.
Two for two on the trip. BYU basketball brought to you by Bailey's Moving and Storage. We help you manage moving so you can focus on making memories. And BYU making a big move here in the first half. A 21-point cushion now. 36-15, 12-0 run. The second double-digit run for BYU here in the first half. And Jennings bobbles on pressure from Mawut Mag out of bounds. Turnover number eight for Oklahoma State. Mawut Mag making his presence felt and forcing Jennings to turn over.
Well, that's like kind of like a giant spider plan defense as he got limbs everywhere and knocks it off the knee.
Nell doubled near the timeline, finds Foose, jumps a pass to Yegor. Yegor will drive, stop, hand to Mag. Mag, little jump hook off the window. Nicely done by Mawut Mag. Mawut scores two off the glass, and BYU extends the lead by extending the run to 14-0. It's 38-15. All BYU here in Provo on a get-right night for the Cougs, 38-15.
There have been a few weeks of just not being able to find a bucket, and they're all coming tonight.
It's a short corner feed and a turnaround jumper by Usman. No. And the shooting number plummets for Oklahoma State, now around 20%. The rebound to BYU, Dallin Hall. Thought about the three right side, looks to hook it to Foose, does. Foose, reverse pivot to face on Usman. Out to Dallin Hall, looking to repost to Foose, not there. Dallin jumps it high to Demon. Yegor will fake it from the perimeter. Cuff it, take a hit, throw it up, and miss it off the window on the rim. Thought there could have been a foul call there. Yegor certainly wanted it. No dice, and the Cowboys come the other way off the carom. 4:30 to go till halftime. 38-15. BYU, tremendous first half defensively. Oklahoma State struggling to 21% shooting. Connor Dow on the right wing. Dow to the top. Chest pass to Dean. Stripe extended right side. Arturo Dean between the legs. High to Jennings. Jennings dribbled it off his foot out of bounds. They say no, BYU touched last. Dallin Hall thought it was coming the other way, but with a 4-second shot clock and a 4:10 game clock, it'll be Cowboy basketball. BYU on 65% shooting. Has scored 38 here in the first half, and the lead is 38-15. 16-2, the longer BYU run, a 14-0 stretch currently. Dow for three off the inbound, spins out. I thought Hall was fouled, and he was. A loose ball foul will be two shots. So Usman picks up his second, and Dallin will shoot two at the other end with 4:05 to go till halftime. That's 10 fouls for Oklahoma State. They foul a lot. They get fouled a lot, and so it is. We've seen 10 fouls by the Pokes and 8 by BYU in a whistle-laden first half.
Well, that's a terrific job by Dallin. He's a point guard in the paint, blocking out OSU's biggest guy, Usman. But he got good position. He rooted out. And so even though the rebound was high, because he had good position, he's able to draw the foul.
Four Cowboys with two fouls apiece here in the first half, including Abu Usman. Foul sends Hall to the line for two. BYU by 23 and stays 23 as it clanged off the iron. No good. 14-0 run, though, remains unabated as Nell will check out. Saunders in. Trevin sitting on 13 points, 5 rebounds, 3 for 6 from deep, made both of his free throws. Heck of a first half for the senior Nell.
Best half as a Cougar. So good in so many areas. Second free throw good.
So the lead, 24, and the run 15-0. Hitting the brakes on the baseline left is Arturo Dean. Hands to Sumnick at the left elbow. Sumnick will dive it low on Foos, pump on him, squeeze it up and miss it. And then another loose ball foul in the fight for the rebound. Two more free throws the other way. That's Chi-Chi Avery picking up. He's now the fifth Pope with two fouls here in the first half. That's 11 fouls on the team and two free throws after this break. 3:49 to play until halftime. BYU back to the line for two more, looking to extend a 15-0 run and a 24-point lead. It's all BYU here at the Marriott Center. 39-15. The Cowboys trail the Cougs on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Game sponsor is Rhino Excavation. Rhino Excavating, doing quality construction projects with quality people. BYU 39, Oklahoma State 15. Yes, 15 points with 3:51. Make it 3:49, pardon me, remaining in half number one. BYU has lost three times this year when leading at halftime, including its last two games, but the Cougs have not lost with a double-digit lead at halftime, and BYU should certainly have a double-digit lead at halftime here tonight as the Cougs lead by 24 with under four to play. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you courtside for BYU and Oklahoma State. They're only meeting this season, but this would be a nice way to head on the road, Mark, for back-to-back games. Big games coming up at Utah and Colorado Saturday and next Tuesday.
You can never take for granted a game at Utah no matter what, and they... Then you got Colorado. I mean, probably similar to TCU in that it's a game that BYU certainly can win, but will they win? They've kind of reasserted themselves tonight, which is beautiful to see, Greg. But the one thing they have yet to do is get that win on the road. And so they'll have a couple chances against teams that are vulnerable, but we'll see. I mean, this team can't take anyone for granted except for maybe in this first half tonight. They've been pretty impressive.
BYU with a win tonight would go to 9-1 at home. But, yes, 0-3 in true away games for Kevin Young's team. As we come back in, Mawut Mag shooting two free throws and missing the first. Wide right. Double bonus for BYU. 11 personal fouls against Oklahoma State. They average more than 19 a game. They're on pace for 20-plus at this point. Second for point number 40. There it is. One for two on the trip by Mawut. And it's 40-15. The Cougar lead a game high 25. The run now 16-0, part of an 18-2 surge. BYU in a 2-3 defensively. Khalil Brantley right side, Arturo Dean left side. So the two point guards playing together now for Steve Lutz. Brantley back to Dean and return to Brantley straight away. Down to a 12-second shot clock. Dean a baseline drive, floater, and a miss. A tip follow no by Sumnick, and the drought continues. 5 minutes scoreless for Oklahoma State. BYU in forecourt. Dawson Baker will drive it. He'll take a hold out front. Another two free throw situation for BYU on foul number 12 by the Cowboys here in the first half.
Well, Oklahoma State shoots a lot of free throws, but their opponents also shoot a lot of free throws. And this will be 13-14 for BYU.
Foul number 12 here in the first half for Oklahoma State. Dawson Baker, the beneficiary this time, makes the first of two. The run now 17-0, and the lead 41-15. A 17-0 run on the first of two from Dawson Baker. The foul went to Khalil Brantley, his first. Second for DB, makes them both. Two for two on the trip. 18-0 BYU run, and 42-15. The Cougar advantage. Fuseni Traore. Four rebounds here in the first half, putting him in the top 15 all-time at BYU, now solo 15th. A jumper missed and a loose ball foul against BYU this time. It'll be against Dawson Baker, so 1-1 on foul number 9. So this to end an 18-0 BYU run that's been over 5 minutes in duration. Second double-digit run for BYU of the first half. Sumnick to end the run, and does so from the free throw line. Patrick Sumnick makes the first in a front-end situation. Played for West Virginia last year. That's when he had 4 points and six rebounds against BYU. Second free throw miss, but chased down by Khalil Brantley. So an offensive rebound off a free throw miss and a three-pointer off the reset, wouldn't you know it. Rattled home in a 4-0 spurt after an 18-0 run for BYU. The three-pointer off the missed free throw. And that was Tyler Caron, who rarely plays. 1,000-point score at Division II St. Mary's of Texas. Caron gets into the game. BYU turns it over on a baseline drift pass. Turnover number 7 for BYU. They had gotten the turnovers under control. 42-19. Dow will drive it, run it to the rim. 6-0 run for Oklahoma State after BYU had an 18-0 surge. Mawut will run it to the middle. Miss it, and a rebound Oklahoma State. What's happening late here for BYU? Oklahoma State was silent for about 5.5 minutes, and now they can't stop scoring. Tyler Caron feeds it to Sumnick. Sumnick in the middle. Out to Dow for three. Another one! 9-0 Oklahoma State run. And Kevin Young calls timeout. 18-0 for BYU, answered by a 9-0 run for Oklahoma State, and the run was punctuated off a missed free throw that got them going.
Yeah, that's happened to BYU. They've been a little sloppy in kind of sealing that one rebounder in between. So he's able to get it, and a 9-0 run is a little bit more tolerable when you're up 20-something points, but it's still not something that you want to see. BYU letting down a little bit, forcing some shots, had a turnover, didn't get the rebound. And, you know, this game is not completely over if BYU's not careful.
.42-24 is our new score. The Cougars are led by 27, now lead by 18. Just that quickly. 2:08 to go till halftime. Oklahoma State had been 2 for 9 from deep. Hit their last 2 from 3. Now 4 for 11. Yegor Demin will take it into forecourt. He is scoreless in the game. Yegor with 4 assists to 1 turnover. Good ratio. Yegor, 30 feet away, right side. A one-hand whip left corner to Richie Saunders. He'll get into the paint, take a hit, no call. Does get it out to Baker, who misses the three. Offensive rebound lost. And here come the Cowboys the other way. 100 seconds to play. Floater by Dean. Ooh. Missed it in the paint.
I think Yegor got a little finger on it.
And then comes down with it. Down to Nell. Nell lobs it up for Kate Makeda. And the alley-oop throwdown. Ends a little Oklahoma State run. Trevin throws it up, and Kaba throws it down.
Yeah, that's a run-ender right there. That was nice.
We'll call that an All-Pro Capital Money moment of the game as the runner to the rim is up and in by Khalil Brantley. The money moment of the game brought to you by All-Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All-Pro Capital celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. So back-to-back buckets on the alley-oop and the runner at the rim. And 44-26, BYU by 18. Demin passes to Kaba. Kaba collects and dunks again off the assist from Yegor. Assist number 4 for Demin. Make it 5, pardon me, as BYU leads by 20, 46-26.
Well, Utah had 12 dunks the other night against OSU. Kaba trying to catch that.
40 seconds to go till the break. Sumnick misses to the right side of the rim as he drove it low. Kaba grabs his third rebound to go with 6 points. BYU by 20, 46-26. And again, the Cougs 6-0 this year when leading by double digits at halftime, as BYU will do tonight. 15-second shot clock, 20-second game clock. Cougs can take it late. Demin for three and his first points. No, he missed it strong. Offensive rebound to Kaba with 10 seconds. BYU plenty of time to play for the final shot. 8 seconds now. Demin between the circles. Dribble to the right. Down to 5, down to 4, a turnover, and a break by Dean, a transition 3, and he missed it on turnover number 8 by BYU right at the end of the half. But the Cougs have a healthy 20-point lead at the break, 46-26. Halftime recap is coming up next here on the new skin.
The second half of BYU basketball is about to begin. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
So what's trending? BYU 46 and Oklahoma State 26. Here are some trends for you. Oklahoma State is on pace to score in the low 50s. BYU's won 14 consecutive games when holding the opponent under 60. BYU shooting 60% in the first half. The Cougs have won 20 consecutive games when they're 50% or better. The Cougs are on pace for scoring in the low 90s. And the Cougs have won 31 consecutive games when scoring 90 or more. And if the Cougs can hold the lead for the next 15 minutes, well, BYU's won 38 straight when they lead with 5 minutes to play. We have 20 minutes to play here at the Marriott Center. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you as BYU opens the half with the basketball at the timeline. It'll be Mawut Magd to send in at the far sideline. Same starting group for BYU. Demon, Nell, Saunders, Mag, and Kada. Mawut into backcourt, and BYU from back to front, left to right as we see it and you hear it here at the Marriott Center. Yegor out front. Demon. Skip pass. Right corner. Trevin again. Wow. Trevin Nell. Now 4 for 7 from deep. That is three-pointer number 199 in his BYU career. One away from 200 for Trevin. 30 seconds into half number two, and BYU's up 23-49-26.
He's having a special night, but what a pass. Cross-court corner find from Yegor.
That's assist number 6 for Demon. The 2 turnovers, taking a post feed down low and flipping it off the window on the reverse is Robert Jennings. That's his first field goal. Averaging 6.9 per game, now has 3. And it's down to a 21-point lead, 49-28. Kaba operates straight away, finds Saunders between the circles,
another
whips
one.
A pass to Nell, and misses an attempt at number 200. Rebound, Bryce Thompson. Thompson, forecourt, left side. Stripe extended left to Jamiron Keller. Keller high, Jennings hands back to Keller. Keller pull, fire, and score from 3. Jamiron Keller's second 3. He's got 7, and this game is under 20 now at 49-31. 18-point lead, the large lead for BYU, 27 in the first half. Yegor fouled out front. Non-shooting, Arturo Dean picks it up. That'll be his first of the second half and first of this game. He was one of only 4 players to play that didn't foul in the first half for Oklahoma State as they played 12 guys in the first half. Yegor spots an opening, stops at 10 feet, passes right corner Mag, bobbles it but into the hands of Yegor on the right wing, slapped away from Demon. He'll reset here with 10 seconds on the shot clock. 90 seconds in, Yegor to the right side, to the right corner, Mawut for 3, off the iron a couple times and collected by Usman. BYU's lead 18 right now at 49-31. Mawut is 0 for 2 from 3. There's a 3 for Keller the other way. He's got 3 threes, and suddenly it's a 15-point game. They've nearly halved BYU's game-high 27-point cushion. Work to be done for BYU. Drive and kick Saunders. Turnover through the hands of Mag. The second half began with a Trevin Nell 3, but that was the last good thing to happen for BYU as Oklahoma State is creeping back into the game.
Yeah, misses BYU not picking up guys in transition. Got to know where Keller is right now. He just hit 2 in a row on you.
43% three-point shooting for a team shooting 32 on the year. Dean low and up and in for Bryce Thompson, and it feels like a whole new ball game. 49-36. Saunders breaks, waits, reverse flip. No, missed, but he's fouled. He'll get 2 free throws and have to earn it at the line. The foul called against Robert Jennings, his second, and second against Oklahoma State. This game was BYU by 27 in the first half, and 14 points have been taken off the lead. It is BYU by 13 now at 49-36. It's a 10-3 opening of the second half in favor of Oklahoma State, and Richie makes a free throw to end a 10-0 run. That's right after the Nell three-pointer. It was 10 straight for the Cowboys.
It's all or nothing for the Cowboys. They had about 6 minutes where they couldn't score, and then they have a couple minutes where they cannot be stopped.
Richie does stop the run with 2 free throws. BYU's up 15. But from leading by 27 to leading by 20 at the break to now leading by 15 early in the second half, the Cowboys have hope. Keller will drive it, cuff it, stop at 10 feet, send it out to Thompson. Thompson, pull up 18-footer. Yep, he knocks it down. He's got 4 here in the second half. And Oklahoma State is confident, trailing by 13, 51-38. 17:08 to play. Yegor, drive and a backhand flip, turns it over, just turned it over right out of bounds. A blind pass over his head, 6 feet wide of his target, and that's going to pull him from the game. Now Kevin Young, with the lead slipping, sees a pass like that and says, uh-uh. So, 3 minutes into half number two, Hall in, Yegor out, 51-38. BYU's lead down to 13. It's been double digits most of the night, but what a start to the second half. 12-5 in the Cowboys' favor. Keeping them hanging around. Now, until it gets under 10, you don't really have to worry, but a three skips off the iron by Thompson. Offensive rebound, Usman. Reset to Jennings. Another offensive board. That's 7-3 on the L glass in favor of the Cowboys. Arturo Dean muscles his way to the right junction. Now left wing Thompson. Beneath the basket, right to the rim. Misses it at the rim. Oh, glanced off the flange, and Kava grabs the rebound. Big board for Kada. That's 5 rebounds to go with 6 points. Trevin cross court, left side, Dallenhall. Hall to the top. Hall racing down the lane. Stops at 8 feet. Pirouettes and hands high to Mag. Mag holds it high, knocked out of his hands. It'll stay BYU basketball as Oklahoma State deflected out. 16-19 to play in Provo. Things getting interesting. Cannon Catchings will check back in. He played only 2 minutes and picked up 3 fouls, including a tech and a flagrant in the first half. Weird first half for Catchings. His first game not starting this year. Dean out, Brantley in. BYU 51, Oklahoma State 38. BYU no field goals since the Trevin Nell 3 to open the second half. Hall works it between the circles out front. Stares straight ahead on Brantley. Tries to get around him, and Brantley's called for the foul. Nice job by Dallin to be aggressive. Force the issue on Brantley, who picks up his second, and the Pokes have their third. Now, here's an interesting storyline. Early in half number two, the Cougs yet to be whistled for a foul, and OSU with 3 already. And that is now 15 fouls against the Cowboys for the game to BYU's 9. Hall, right wing, crossover, jumps a pass to Catchings. To Nell in the corner, took a chuck that wasn't called. Saunders, Catchings, and Hall now cycle to the right wing. Dallin lobs it up, miscommunication, turnover. Looking for Kada, turnover number 11 for BYU. Here come the Pokes. Brantley veers right wing. Guarded by the taller Catchings. Catchings closes out as Brantley bobbled. Left side Jennings, 15-second shot clock. Under 16-minute timeout coming on the whistle. Three, top of the key. Keller with 3 threes after halftime. And it's suddenly a 10-point game. Cowboys on a 15-5 surge to open the second half. Kevin Young calls timeout, and we are taking it. Whole new ball game here at the Marriott Center. BYU 51, Oklahoma State 41. Taking a break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Cougars play in the Big 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU basketball brought to you by Fillmore Spencer, Utah's trusted, top-rated local law firm. They can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, attorneys at law, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business. In the entire first half, Oklahoma State made 8 field goals. In the first 4.5 minutes of the second half, the Pokes have 6. 6 of 8 from the field, 3 for 4 from deep, and all 3 threes coming from the Cougar killer, Jamyron Keller. Yes, it was Jamyron Keller who last year in Stillwater had a career high that still stands, and it came against BYU. 22 against BYU last year at Gallagher-Iba, and 13 in this game with 9 coming after halftime. And BYU, which was running away, leading by 27, lost momentum late in the first half. The lead was cut to 20 and have lost more momentum to begin the second half as it's a 15-5 Oklahoma State surge to take this game to 10 points, and now it's BYU basketball as we come back in.
Well, I hope that entire timeout was about knowing where Keller is at all times and making sure he doesn't get any more looks. I mean, 1 or 2 you can live with, but now he's got to be your number one focus.
Foose in the game, operates between the circles with Nell, Hall, Catchings, and Saunders. Foose on the arc, right side, harassed. They're reaching in on Foose. Foose has to get rid of it. Counts at four. Nearly a turnover, and now a foul. Fortunately for BYU, late in that possession, falling into Dallin Hall, was Khalil Brantley. Now, Brantley's got three, and the Pokes have four. BYU's saving grace in this game may be the fouls and the free throws that will come as a result. Four fouls for the Pokes, none yet for BYU in the second half, and now we have the under 16-minute media timeout. Yes, it's another quick timeout, but it comes on the whistle on the stoppage of play. It'll be BYU basketball with a 20-second shot clock and a 15-minute, 13-second game clock in a whole new ball game. BYU by 10, 51-41. This is Cougar basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Dinner after the game at JCW's includes something for everybody, from burgers to wings, shakes to salads. JCW's, quality and a lot of it. In Lehigh, American Fork, Provo, South Jordan, and Harriman. With 3 minutes to play in the first half, BYU led 42-15. Since then, that is the final 3 minutes of the first half and the first 5 minutes of the second half. So in 8 clock minutes, BYU's been outscored 26-9 after outscoring OSU 42-15. That's how BYU goes from leading by 27 to leading by only 10 with 15-13 to play here in Provo. Work to be done for BYU. The Cougs have had a double-digit lead since there were 8 minutes to go in the first half. It's still double digits, but the Pokes are threatening as Jamyron Keller's gotten hot. Three threes after halftime, part of this surge that in the second half has seen the Pokes outscore BYU 15-5. BYU basketball, we're back in. 12-second shot clock. Foose operates top of the key. Bounce to the right. Looks back door for Hall. Hall comes out to the perimeter to meet with a 6 and 5 second shot clock. Hall being harassed. Finds Foose. Don't see that shot from Foose as the mid-range jumper's blocked. Out of bounds. It's a 0.6 second shot clock. I don't know if we've seen Foose take that shot in.
Yeah, he had to shoot it because of the late clock. But, yeah, they had all that timeout to drop a play. Didn't work, and we're lost. It's got to be a tip here.
Hall, baseline right. Quickly catch and shoot and blocked again out of bounds. Shot clock violation. So out of the timeout, they get two Foose shots blocked. Now the fans, you can sense the uneasy applause. To make it a single-digit game. OSU in fourth court, Arturo Deans. Pep in the step of the Pokes. BYU's outstanding defense has to return. Arturo Dean, baseline right. Nell closes him out. They go low to Usman, right at the rim, up and in. Abu Usman has 9. It's an 8-point game. The Cougs have been outscored 28-9 since leading 42-15. Saunders down the lane, stripped, turnover number 13. It's all going the other way. A euro to the rim, a block off the window by Catchings, and they call it good, and a foul, a chance for a three-point play. Is that right, Mark?
I think they just called a foul. I don't think it's any way that that's a goaltend.
No, they're coming the other way. They're coming down the floor, I think. They called the bucket good for...
Oh, they just called it good. Wow.
So, BYU's gone from leading by 27 to leading by 6. It is 51-45. Keller on the drive. They blocked it off the window. Catchings call for the goaltend, and wow.
Yeah. I mean, you don't even want to consider how epically tragic this would be to let OSU back in and win this game. So BYU's got to step up and get the mojo going the other way.
And wouldn't it be anybody other than Jamyron Keller? Career high 22 against BYU in Stillwater. Has 15 in this one. A guy averaging 5.5 per game. Jamyron Keller. Dawson Baker to the top. Who's going to come to the forefront for BYU? Dawson misses a squeezed up prayer.
That's awful right now.
And it's the other way. Jennings blocked, fouled by Saunders. Two free throws for Robert Jennings, forthcoming to make it a 4-point game. This has been two different basketball games. One in which BYU runs away from Oklahoma State for 17 minutes and one in which Oklahoma State runs away from BYU over the next 10 minutes.
You just look at the bench, and now you got guys looking at each other. What do we need to do to change this?
It's a 19-2 run and a 9-0 spurt that is now 10-0 on the Jennings free throw make. 4 points for Jennings. But Jamyron Keller clearly loves playing BYU. Keller, season high was 14. He's got 15 with still 14 minutes to go in this one. His best game of the last two seasons, both times, come against BYU. Jennings, strong on the second. Big rebound for Traore. So Robert Jennings, 1-for-2 on the trip, 2-for-4 on the night. 5-point game, 51-46.
Desperately seeking a bucket from Cannon. No.
Missed the three, right corner. Wide rebound, Usman.
Open, just wide open.
Transition, Thompson to the rim. Fouled up, missed it. More free throws. Bryce Thompson this time. Scoreless in the first half, 4 after halftime, looking for 5 and 6 at the line. BYU's been on the receiving end of a 20-2 run spanning halftime. After the Trevin Nell three-pointer to open the second half, it's been 20-2 OSU. Free throw good by Thompson. The second half begins. Trevin Nell makes that three, and BYU's up 23. Since then, 21-2 Oklahoma State. And there's still 13:20 to play.
Yeah, they're back in it now. This is a game, and now BYU's just got to find a way to get this to the end with a W.
BYU basketball brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires location. Big O Tires, the team you trust. The second free throw missed, but a lane violation. They'll do it again.
Looked like he kind of pump fake there and drew two different BYU guys into the lane. So another mistake.
And on the second try, the third try for two, the free throw is good. And it's a one-possession game, 51-48.
He's got to go into attack mode and just get to the rim.
Demon will drive and kick. Huge three for Dallin. He knocks it down. Dallin Hall makes BYU's second field goal of the second half. And it comes 7 minutes in, and it gives BYU a 6-point lead, 54-48. It's a Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer for Dallin Hall. Crossover Thompson, lob left corner, Keller. Keller, penetrate, jump stop, kick out to Jennings. Hard to the hole, blocked by Foos into the hands of Dallin Hall. BYU down floor, Yegor to the paint. Yegor draws contact, squeezes it up, missed an offensive rebound. Foos put back, got it to go on the follow. 5 in a row for BYU. 8-point lead, 56-48.
And starting on the defensive end, much better job. They're really getting after Keller.
Dean out front. Jennings, angle left. High to Usman. Usman bounces once to his left. Gives to Thompson. Foos came on the show. Thompson drives it low. Driving layup good. BYU gambles out front, and Thompson makes him pay. 8 for Thompson. All after halftime. 56-50. BYU by 6. But 12:05 to go. Demon for 3. Spins out. He's 1 for his last 27 from the 3-point line. 56-50, BYU lead under 12-minute media timeout coming on the whistle. A 1-for-27 stretch from deep for Demon. Hard to fathom. Jennings, straightaway Dean for 3. Missed it off the front rim. Foos grabs the rebound. Kevin Young waving his arms wildly to get his team into forecourt. Dallin Hall, right wing. Huge 3 a minute ago. Huge 3.
Dallin Hall!
Dallin Hall with another 3. Timeout to Coach Lutz. And we'll take a break with 11:30 to go. It's a 9-point lead. Dallin Hall with the two biggest shots of the night for BYU here in the second half.
Well, you're looking for a guy to step up and make a play, and Dallin is that guy. Unbelievable. Great job.
Timeout, 11:30 to play. BYU 59, Oklahoma State 50. What a game we've got going here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Looking for a fun...
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here's Jason Shepherd with a scoreboard update.
A
back and forth affair in Manhattan, Kansas. Right now, K-State with a one-point lead. Well, it's now switched. Texas Tech now with a one-point lead. 55-54 over K-State. In top 25 action, Wisconsin leading Ohio State 60-53. And number five, Florida making a comeback. Mizzou still leads, though, 62-53. Back over to the Marriott Center. Here's Greg Wrubell.
Jason, thank you. Let's check our points in the paint. And this check of paint points is brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass. When you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass. Paint points, BYU plus 4, 22-18. And on the glass, BYU's out rebounding Oklahoma State by 10, 29-19. BYU's 27-point lead shrunk to 3 here in the second half. But it's now 9 as Dallin Hall makes two big threes moments apart. And Dallin is now perfect from the floor tonight. 4-for-4 from the field, 3-for-3 from 3. 39 of BYU's 59 points on the night coming from Hall, Nell, and Saunders, three returners from last year.
Two things. BYU's better at guarding Keller right now. And then on offense, they're getting penetration, which collapses the defense, allowed Dallin to get two good looks from three. And so much better job being aggressive against Oklahoma State.
Cowboy basketball as we come back in, 11:25 to play. Khalil Grantley will take it into forecourt left side. OSU right to left as we see it and you hear it. The Cowboy forecourt away from us to our left, getting right to the rim, high off the window. Thompson missed it. Sumnick on the offensive rebound, but a tie-up, and it'll go to the Pokes on the arrow. The miss by Thompson, but BYU could not find the rebound. I mentioned the 10-rebound edge for BYU. It's now 9 because Sumnick snatched away the offensive board.
A good recovery that time to avoid the dunk, and Kaba got a piece of it, but because he'd left his man, that left Sumnick with a rebound.
After only 8 field goals in the first half, Oklahoma State has 9 in the first 9 minutes of the second half. 59-50, BYU lead 9.
Clock is ticking slow this one.
Yeah, somebody fix that. Thompson, left corner. Keller blocked out of bounds by Yegor Demon. The Cougar killer, Jamyron Keller, gets rejected by Yegor in the left corner.
And that zone, they're running Keller on the baseline, and good communication for Yegor to know to be able to recover and block that.
11 of Keller's 15 in this game coming in the second half. Brantley trying to squeeze through traffic. Stripped and stolen. Yegor comes away with it. Off the deflection and strip by Mawut Mag. Dallin Hall, fourth quarter right side. High screen set by Kaba. He'll roll low. It's not there. Dallin stays with it up top. 15-second shot clock. 10:45 game clock. And BYU restore a double-digit lead here on this possession. Yegor has an opening. Yegor drive. Hanging. Oh, doesn't hit, but he's fouled. He got to the rim, just couldn't finish. He will get 2 free throws out of it, though, to put BYU back up double digits if he can make at least 1 of 2. I thought that was going to be the first field goal of the night for Yegor Demon, but the foul just took his momentum away at the rim. Didn't quite get there. The ball kept short of the hoop, but he does get fouled for 2 free throws. 5 fouls for the Pokes to 2 for BYU. Yegor, free throw, no, he misses it.
Well, I still like that play for Yegor. That's his best move, that left hand down the left side of the lane. And he's just got to go up. I know he got fouled, but go up super strong. Go for the dunk and try and get a three-point play out of it. But he's trying to just get one out of this trip now.
The foul on Keller, his third. Tonight's attendance, 16,457. Yegor missed them both.
They're going to get, oh, great hustle by Kaba. He picks up a foul on the rebound.
So a loose ball foul saves the possession after Yegor, who's not made a shot tonight,
he's clearly thinking about it.
He's 0-for-5 from the field, 0-for-2 from 3, now 0-for-2 at the free throw line. But a loose ball foul in the fight for the rebound keeps BYU in possession. Now Yegor will drive it again, and
there
this time it goes, and 1. There it is. His first field goal of the night on cue, perhaps, as Yegor drives, and this time would not be denied. The finger roll just coaxed over the iron, and he took a hit. And so BYU will be in the bonus the rest of the way with 10:35 to play, and the foul disparity significant. 7 for the Pokes, 2 for BYU. Demon shoots for a three-point play, and there it is. After going 0-for-2,
A crucial free throw make, and BYU by 12 now.
Remember
62
that.
62-50.
Remember that possession, and remember Kaba Keita, because he made that happen.
Off the offensive, off the missed free throw, he fought for the rebound and took a loose ball foul. The handoff to Sumnick, who dives and dunks. Pat Sumnick answers his first field goal. 10-point game, 62-52. All right. Coming up on 10 minutes to play. What an eventful first 10 minutes of the second half it has been. Corner, Demon to Mag. Other corner, left corner, three. Dawson Baker knocks it down. DB for three. And the Cougs up 13, 65-52.
It's been a minute for Dawson, but what a big shot that was.
Newman.
Oh.
Steal. Yegor. Drive. Layup. Good. Wanted a foul that was not called. It's BYU by 15, though. 67-52. 9:30 to go. Fans on their feet here at the Marriott Center.
And now we're cooking with oil.
The back down by Chi-Chi Avery. Knocking Hall away. Double comes. A block by Keita.
Yeah, that's built in, but it was cool.
On its way down, so count the two, making it a 13-point lead for BYU. 67-54. What fight from the Pokes, and what a response from BYU and Yegor Demon. What a sense of the moment. I mentioned he was scoreless on the night, scoreless from the floor, scoreless from the free throw line. Then he makes back-to-back field goals and a huge free throw make to cap a three-point play. Yegor with 5 points to go along with seven assists and four rebounds. BYU by 13, 67-54. Hall, right wing. Hall topside, Yegor. Quick pass to Dawson again. Missed this three. The putback hammer by Mag is missed. Kaba missed a stick back, but he's fouled. And he'll go to the line for two on foul number eight. And now Steve Lutz will be imploring the officials to even things up as it's two fouls against BYU, eight against OSU, and two big free throws for Kaba Keita in a 13-point game. 67-54, BYU in front.
Really good play to free up Dawson in the corner. He was unable to hit it as Kaba misses, just rims out on the first. But what just came flying through there. Almost got the putback jam, missed that. Kaba goes up, misses his shot, but is fouled.
Kaba shooting 40% at the free throw line this year. Bam Bam's Barbecue, perfectly smoking each cut of meat just for you. Come on in and enjoy Central Texas Barbecue right here in Provo. Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic to the bone. There's a free throw make for Kaba. Kaba Keita. One for two, BYU by 14, 68-54, 7-7, points and rebounds for Keita. Under nine to play. Do the Cougs have enough? Down the stretch, Dean, stripe extended right side, Keller. Outside the right elbow to Usman. Usman will post up Keita. A strip by Dawson, the steal. Turnover number 11 for OSU. Down floor, Mag lobs it up for Keita. The alley-oop, no! And the rebound to OSU coming the other way. Dean, left wing, trailer, Avery, corner, three, good! From Khalil Brantley, a missed alley-oop at one end and a three at the other end. 11-point game, 68-57, wouldn't you know it. Brantley's first three of the night, and it's massive. Yegor left side.
Yegor for three, got it! There it is! There it is, brother! He's come alive here.
He's got eight. Out of a 1-for-27 stretch from deep, Yegor knocks down a huge three left side, and BYU's up 14, under eight to play. The under 8 minute media timeout coming on the whistle, if you can hear it. Keller, wing left. Brantley, spin from the right, a driving kick, a knock out of bounds. There's the timeout. Yegor got a hand on it. Yegor Demon coming alive with eight here in the second half, and eight really quick points as well. The three from Yegor, BYU's 10th of the night, gives the Cougs a 14-point lead, 71-57, timeout on the floor. Cougs looking to hang on for a win to snap a three-game slide. Come on back with us and see if they can get it done here at the Marriott Center. It's BYU 71, the Cowboys of OSU 57, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Your home for BYU basketball is the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar basketball presented to you in part by Sierra West Jewelers, the largest dealer in Utah with the lowest prices and three stores located across from the malls in Orem, Sandy, and Murray. Sierra West Jewelers, we price match. BYU now shooting 46% from the three-point line, 54% from the field, 71% from the free throw line. All of those numbers surpassing those of their opponent, the Oklahoma State Cowboys, who have gamely fought back in this game from down 27 to make it a one-possession game in the second half. But, Mark, what a tremendous response from BYU. Three-point shot-making has been a part of it. Dallin Hall, Dawson Baker, Yegor Demon. But Yegor in particular, just kind of, you sense the intensity and the want to and the will to make it happen for his team. This could be a turning point game for Yegor.
I like to see that fire in him, Greg. And I got to be honest with you. If I went 1-for-27 from three, I may never shoot it again. But he stepped up, and give credit to him. He stepped up with great confidence there. It was open. He didn't hesitate. He knocked it down. That was pretty cool. And he's had some great couple of minutes here. Dallin Hall kind of got the ship righted, and now Yegor is driving the ship.
Yegor, 8 points, 7 assists, 4 rebounds. Kaba Keita, 7 points, 7 rebounds. Fusene Traore, 7 points, 7 rebounds. Trevin Nell, 16 points, 5 rebounds, 16 points to lead all scorers in this game. We're back in with Oklahoma State in possession and down to a 5-second shot clock as they come back in. Brantley to the top, left wing, Avery a bobble, and that will be a turnover and a shot clock violation. Buzzer goes, BYU down floor. Mawut to the middle, Mawut to the corner. Trevin. Baker straight away, Nell. Cycle Yegor again. Front rim three, and the rebound to Oklahoma State. Keller leads a 3-on-2, hands off to Avery, misses at the rim, foul free throws. That'll be foul number three against BYU to 8 for OSU here in the second half, and 2 free throws coming up in a 14-point game, 71-57. Yegor now 1-for-4 from deep. That would have been something.
Yeah, this place would have just, the lid would have popped off this place if he'd hit that one.
Would have been a 17-point game with 7.5 to go. Now it's 14 and a chance for the Pokes to make it 12. Big swing potential here for the Cowboys. Come in 9-6, 1-3 in league. BYU 10-5, 1-3 in league. Free throw good by Chichi Avery. Avery, scoreless no more. Gets a second. He's a 73% free throw shooter. The UCF transfer. Previously New Mexico State and Northwest Florida State. He's been around. 3 consecutive double-figure scoring games coming into tonight. Misses the second. Keita grabs his 8th rebound off the miss. 1-for-2 on the trip. The lead, BYU 13. Yegor bouncing it into forecourt to Mag on the arc left. BYU left to right as we see it, and you hear it. BYU forecourt right in front of us. Yegor, slow bounce out near the timeline. Races to the right. Terminates. Left wing, Nell. Nell will penetrate. Show it. Scoop it. Blocked out of bounds. No, blocked in to Mawut Mag. Reset Trevin for 3. Short on that. Offensive rebound, Dawson Baker. Great chase down by Dawson. And the Cougs can now run a little bit of clock on this possession. 6:43 on the game. A new shot down to 10 already. But good hustle by Baker to keep the possession alive. Demon is fouled out front, and that'll be the last single shot foul. As BYU will be in the double bonus rest of the way. Keller picks up his 4th. So 4 on Keller. The first Cowboy to 4 fouls. And it comes against the guy that's been their spark here in the second half. And to the free throw line will go Yegor Demin, 1-and-1. The last front end situation for BYU. 9 fouls for Oklahoma State to BYU's 3. And that's now 21 fouls on the night committed by the Cowboys. Keller will sit with those 4 fouls.
Did we see a 1-on-1 signal? Because Yegor shot that. I don't know if
okay, well, I thought he was fouled out front on a hip check. But are they giving him 2?
I just didn't see a signal, and he did get a shot off. I just, when the foul was called, we'll see. Yeah, 1-on-1, you're right.
Okay. All right, so front end by Yegor. Rattles home. He'll get the second. Now BYU shoots 2 the rest of the way. It was still 6:36 to play. A lot of things trending in BYU's favor now, Mark.
This lead would feel a lot more secure if we hadn't seen how quickly Oklahoma State could get back in a game. But really love the aggressive as this free throw's good. So 3 in a row for Yegor after missing his first 2. This is how aggressive Yegor is with that dribble to get to the rim and get to the free throw.
And that's Demon with 10 now. Yegor Demin, double-figure scoring, just the second time in the last seven games. What a time for it. Scoreless first half, 10 after halftime. BYU by 15, 73-58. And number 14, Jamyron Keller, is on the bench with four fouls. Usman knocks down Hall. No call. Goes up and in. Does Usman with it. As Hall took some punishment in the face, it's 11 for Usman. 73-60. Cougar lead 13. 6 minutes to play. Demin, Hall, Nell, Saunders, Kata. Dallin will drive it. Find Richie. Backbreaker. Yes! Three-pointer right side! 76-60. The Cougs leads by 16 with 5:45 to go.
It's all starting with that great, strong, aggressive dribble penetration, which collapses the D. A kick to a shooter like Richie. And good night. Four Cougs in double figures now. 76-60. 5.5 to go. Not out of the woods yet, but that was a big shot to clear the way. Dean on the wing left side, nearly a carry with a 7 second shot clock. He finds Davis, top of the key, a fadeaway, a foul on a mid-range jumper right side by Thompson, who took the pass from Davis late in the clock, and a bit of a bailout there on a missed jumper. Free throws coming up on foul number four against BYU. The Cougs will shoot two free throws the rest of the way. OSU not yet in the bonus, but a two-shot foul on the miss. The jump shooter, Bryce Thompson, is fouled. He's 2 for 2 at the line tonight. Both free throws in the second half. 8 points all coming in the second half. This for 9 after a scoreless first half. And the free throw, no good. Shooting into the rock end of the arena. And a miss in a 16-point game. 76-60. BYU leads it. The student section rooting for an 0-for-2 trip from Bryce Thompson, the 74% free throw shooter, is 2-for-3 tonight. But he got the second. I think some free food went away for the students on that make. 5:10 to play. 15-point lead for BYU, 76-61. Baker, 30 feet away left side, to Foose up high. Foose looks to the base, bounces to the left, hands off to Hall on the perimeter. Dribbling out of a double is Hall. Now accelerates and finds Baker. Step back three, in and out from the right wing. BYU 11 for 25 from deep. Oklahoma State 8 for 19 from the perimeter. 4:45 to go, stays a 15-point game. Dean cuffs it and hands it high to Usman. Back to Dean, who will drive it. Shove away Hall down low. No call. 3-point range. Davis, no. He'll pass low to Usman, who squeezes it up and in. Usman's having a nice night with 13, and it's down to a 13-point lead. 76-63. 4:20 to play. Traore terminates, straddling the 3-point line. Angle right, holds it out for Hall. Dallin runs his man into a screen. Runs a two-man game with Foose, but then misconnection on the pick and roll. Pass goes out of bounds. Turnover number 14 for BYU on the night. With 4:11 on the clock, a possession goes begging in a 13-point game. BYU led by as many as 27 late in the first half. OSU closed to within 3. Oklahoma State did not have a lead at any point tonight. But man, did they make it interesting, and continue to do so with still 4:04 to go. The Cougs lead 13.
See if they go back to Usman. He's doing well. Got to double team him when he touches it.
Usman high to Thompson. Thompson will drive it down the lane. Right to the rim. Blocked by Foose. Foul by Foose. Free throws after this. 3:57 to go. They call the foul instead on Saunders out front. So will it be shots, Mark?
I think it will be.
So two free throws coming up for the Pokes after this break. With 3:57 to go, we go to the final four-minute stanza. With the Cougs nursing a 13-point lead, will it be enough? Rejoin us and find out on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to Big 12 Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Tonight's game brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen. Siegfried and Jensen has been helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. Greg Rubel and Mark Durant with you for a vastly entertaining affair here at the Marriott Center. for a game that BYU's not trailed. A whole lot of drama in this one. Again, for a game BYU leads by 13. A whole lot of drama in this one as we're at 3:57 remaining. And the Cougs up 76-63. But a game that appeared to be on its way for a runaway in BYU's favor became anything but that as Oklahoma surged to end the first half and begin the second. A 27-point lead dipped to 3, but the Cougars restaked a double-digit advantage and have it with under 4 to play. We come back in to Oklahoma State free throws. Bryce Thompson will shoot 2 more. He was 1-for-2 a moment ago. That's foul number 5 against BYU to 9 for the Pokes. BYU will be in the double bonus. Oklahoma State yet to be in the single bonus, but a 2-shot foul for Thompson. Got it. 10 points after halftime. Scoreless in the first half. And now he's at his per-game average. In his fourth season with the Pokes, missed both games against BYU last year, out injured late in the year. Now double figures scoring in 5 of his last 7, goes 2-for-2 on the trip. He's got 11, and the lead is 11 with 3:55 to go. Oklahoma State with some full court pressure. BYU beats it as a defender falls down on the BYU backcourt. Defender recovers, and now BYU in forecourt with a 15-second shot clock and a 3:45 game clock. It'll come down to playmaking. The Cougs need to do more of it down the stretch. The lead's 11, but it's tenuous. Demon whips a pass to Nell. Right corner, Richie. Pull, fires short on the 3. And the rebound collected by the Pokes. Usman clears. Dean, down floor, Thompson, 3:20 to go. BYU lead 11. Thompson, did he travel in the post with it? He did. He slipped and fell and turns it over. Turnover number 13 for the visitors to 14 for BYU. Both teams have turned opponent miscues into 16 points, so no advantage there. Second chance points advantage for BYU may be decisive. It's 12-4 BYU. On a 10-9 offensive rebound edge. The Cougs have done more with their second chances. This game's going to get under 3 minutes with BYU leading by 11, 76-65. Cougs in forecourt, left side, Yegor. Yegor to the free throw line, behind the back to the left elbow, leans in, passes out to Hall. Down to 7 on the shot. Dallin calls for a screen, gets it from Kava. Into a 3, no, a pick and roll, low to Kava, finger roll score! Beautifully run! P&R for BYU. Hall to Kaba for a big 2 to make it 78-65.
Kaba has had an excellent game. 8 points, 7 rebounds.
We'll call that our power rebounds. Play of the game. Brought to you by the full lineup of Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs. See your Utah Hyundai dealers. The Hyundai power play of the game. The dive low and the finger roll by Kaba Kada. Jumper, long jumper, Thompson feeling it after halftime, knocks down the 18-footer. He's got 13 after the break, and the lead back to 11 again, but only 2:11 to play. Dallin Hall double-teamed in backcourt, bounce to Trevin Nell in forecourt. Sees an opening, Trevin driving, lay and score! Trevin Nell with 18 to lead all scorers. And BYU restores a 13-point lead, 80-67, technical foul against Trevin Nell. In a 1:59 game clock and 13-point game. Trevin incredulous. And now Steve Lutz is talking to Trevin Nell to get him to his bench. And some tempers flaring late in this one.
That coach should not have been in Trevin's face. That should be a technical. There was no pushing or anything. It was obviously a verbal technical between he and it was for Oklahoma State, but Trevin shocked that the whistle was called. Thompson, I think it was Thompson that he was mixed up with, and Thompson seemed to be the aggressor and was upset, and they called it on Trevin.
After 3 straight games under 70 points, BYU's at 80. 80-67 with 1:59 to go. BYU basketball brought to you by All Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All Pro Capital celebrating 15 years of creating wealth.
Trevin was mad because he was held on that easy layup by Usman, and it was obvious. And
then he kept the conversation going.
And then he got, I think it's just a slight little kind of push in the back that Trevin gave there. Thompson.
Maybe it's a good thing these teams only meet one time this year. The second one would have been interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Cannon got tangled up early in this game, and now it's Trevin.
Free throw make by Thompson. He's made four in a row. Let's not overlook the tactical impact here of technical free throws and possession to Oklahoma State.
It'll be a five-point possession if they get it all.
Two for two on the trip. Now it's an 11-point game and a chance to make it single digits on the extended possession. So Thompson made them both, and that's five in a row, 7 of 8, and 15 points on the night for Thompson, all coming after halftime.
Seems like a crazy technical to me.
80-69, BYU lead 11, 150 to go. Racing to the lane is Dean. Off the window, no. A big miss and a great rebound by Yegor.
Yeah, it was.
He'll bounce to Dallin, and Dallin will take it slowly into forecourt. And the clock in BYU's favor. Now what do we have?
Foul
away from play. Did they call Kaba?
I think it's a hack of Kaba, I think.
A hack of Kaba. So they're trying to put Kada at the line, knowing he's a 40% free throw shooter.
These refs are losing control of this one.
Okay, so the foul's called to Jennings. And Kaba will now shoot two. And Coach Kevin Young was wanting a flagrant one on that. Not just a common foul. It's a two-shot foul. Kaba will shoot two, but Oklahoma State tactically fouling as Mark called the hack of Kada, knowing he struggles at the line. Now they will go to the monitor and check this out. Well, this so they will look at it. And Kevin Young wanted a flagrant one on this because it had no impact on the play.
Right, it was 30 feet. I mean, the ball's out near half court. Kaba is underneath the basket.
So this may come the other way and end up with free throws and possession for BYU, which might just salt this one away. 80-69, Yegor Demon grabs one of the bigger rebounds of the night a moment ago. His line, 10, 7, and 5, points, assists, and rebounds, and all of his scoring came in the second half.
And those numbers don't even accurately reflect the impact he has on the game. Like, for instance, one time he's boxing his guy out on an offensive rebound, which allows the ball to bounce, and Dawson Baker comes and gets it. Now, Dawson will get that rebound, but it's because of Kaba Kade. He does a lot. He's such a presence in there that he makes a difference when he's on the floor. He's been terrific tonight. Now the officials chatting about what they're going to do here.
Okay, we should get a ruling here. Despite the Cowboys being 6 of the last 7 from the field, Cougs lead by 11.
Previous play has been upgraded to a flagrant 1 foul.
There we go. So BYU gets what Kevin Young wanted, flagrant 1 on the play, on the foul of Kada away from play. And so the key note here is possession. And BYU will get free throws and the ball. 1:44 to play. 80-69, BYU leads it. Jennings picks up the foul. And that'll be his third.
What I worry about here is it's clearly very chippy right now, and this is a game that you can't afford to lose people or get injured on, and this missed badly there from Kada.
Kada's a 40% shooter at the free throw line. That was tactical by Oklahoma State, but too tactical, as it didn't impact and was too far away from play. And Kada makes the second of two, so 1 for 2 on the trip. Good for Kaba. And BYU's up a dozen and gets the ball with 1:44 to play. So the Cougs, with the benefit of a full shot clock here, we'll see if the Cowboys try to shorten that clock with a foul to put the Cougs back at the line.
Kaba touches it. They should foul him.
Yeah, he does get the inbound. They didn't get him. And then they knock it away from Hall. And now a chase for the ball. And now a fight in the BYU backcourt. And now bodies on the floor, which you don't want to see with this kind of a tenor of the game. And it'll be a possession arrow favoring BYU on the tie-up as Dallin Hall looks at his left elbow. He hit the ground hard in backcourt. Steve Lutz was yanking a player off of the pile, by the way, his own player, we should note. And Cabe is going to leave the game.
Yeah,
so they'll put Foose in, the better free throw shooter. BYU's on the floor with Demon, Saunders, Hall, Baker, and Traore. 1:37 to play. The Cougar lead still a dozen, 81-69. Demon in backcourt, 22-second shot clock. Saunders still in backcourt. Back to Yegor. Now into forecourt with it. Double comes to Demon. Cross-court to Saunders. BYU with a 13-second shot clock. A 1:25 game clock. A score here should about do it. And the Cougs may have enough already. Demon, 30 feet away right side. Dawson right corner. Dagger! Dawson Baker with 1:15 to go makes it a 15-point game, 84-69.
Yeah, basically a four-point possession there to ice this one away with the flagrant one.
BYU's 12th three-pointer of the night. Decisive. And in forecourt, a foul on BYU, a timeout to Oklahoma State. Marcus,
a
30-second timeout. 30-second timeout for Coach Steve Lutz. And BYU, I think, has enough to put this one to bed. A 15-point lead with 62 seconds remaining.
What a roller coaster. We thought we were going to be a laugher at that first half up 27, and it was anything but a laugher.
This game's already 2 hours and 12 minutes old. We've seen 37 fouls, 48 free throw attempts. And in the end, it may look like a pretty easy wire-to-wire win for BYU, which it will have been, but it wasn't that easy. Oklahoma State turned this game around with an incredible surge spanning halftime, taking a 27-point lead down to 3 at one point. But the Pokes never got in front. BYU did enough to keep the Pokes at bay and look to have salted this one away.
Like it's been different guys. I mean, Dallin was big, and then Yegor played well. Kata, Dawson hits that big one. So you get a lot of good things happening with this team, and it might be, in the long run, good that it wasn't just a laugh for Greg, that BYU had to face a little adversity and find a way to get it done, and hopefully they can take that as they face some tough competition coming up.
All right, Cowboy basketball in forecourt. Keller back in with four fouls, and what a performance by Keller to get the Pokes back in this game. Keller, three-point land left. Right wing Brantley spots an opening, will drive and kick. Back to Keller for three. Missed it strong. Rebound, Kava lost it to Brantley. Reset for the Pokes with 45 seconds. Won't be enough time. Into a contested three. Missed by Avery. Rebound Mag. He is fouled. There is a whistle. There will be free throws, and BYU will end its three-game slide with a win here at the Marriott Center. Great closing touch from BYU tonight. And Mawut Mag, who got the start tonight, his second start of the year, will go to the free throw line. Fouling out is Keller.
I thought he was very solid. That's what you want. Didn't make mistakes. He worked hard.
Talking about Mawut.
Mawut. Yep. Great defender. I love having him on the front of that zone. He's big and quick and causes a lot of trouble and can guard anybody on the floor, 1 to 5. And he just was solid. That's what you need from him right now.
37 seconds remain. Mag on 5 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist. In 22 minutes, we'll shoot 2.
Yep. They'll give Keller the business as he sits, but he was terrific. But credit BYU, after he hit 3 in a row, really, and BYU then shut him down. He didn't get another one.
Tyler Caron checks back in. Free throw missed by Mag. So the score stays 84-69. BYU a 15-point lead with 37 seconds to go. Mag second. Good. 1 for 2 on the trip. BYU a 70% outing tonight at the free throw line. Mid-range jumper Thompson skips off the iron and rebound to Kaba. And the shot clock stays on. There's about a second separation. So BYU may take a violation, may shoot late. Either way, BYU will win this thing. 85-69 is our score. And now the shot clock is off. They did have it timed improperly. So the shot clock is off. BYU is going to bounce it out and win by a score of 85-69. The Cougars end their three-game losing slide. We've got a post-game recap coming up next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to Big 12 Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to the Marriott Center here in Provo, Utah. Our final score is BYU 85 and Oklahoma State 69. BYU outshoots the Pokes tonight 52-41%. So BYU's long winning streak with shooting 50% or better is extended. The Cougs have now won 21 consecutive games when shooting 50% or better. BYU outshoots the Pokes 52-41% from the three-point line. BYU 43%. The Pokes 38 shot it well, but BYU outscored the Pokes by 12 from the perimeter in a game BYU wins by 16. And from the free throw line, BYU shot 70% to the Pokes 65. So BYU outshoots OSU from the field, from the arc, and from the stripe on this night. BYU out-rebounds the Pokes by a dozen, 38-26. The Cougs had 5 and double figures. There's your formula. 5 guys between 10 and 18 points. Trevin Nell led all scores with 18. Yegor, big second half. He ends up with 10 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists.
even though he had a scoreless first half and was really struggling from the perimeter over weeks of play, he hit a huge second half three and one of Yegor's best, more complete games in a while. We should note he had only three turnovers to balance out the eight assists. So a good bounce back game for Yegor, and a lot of guys had a hand in this one. Big win for BYU. Yes, the Pokes are struggling in Steve Lutz's first season, but when you see a 27-point lead go down to three and you're on a three-game losing streak, Mark, you start to question some things and look down the bench and, you know, the body language betrays you a little bit. And, man, what a response from BYU to bounce back and pull away for the win.
Yeah, that was an interesting time because BYU was reeling. And so you needed someone to step up and make a big play, and it was Dallin Hall. He hit two big threes. And then what I liked about Yegor, and I think is the key for him, is to be aggressive and go with that left hand, get in the paint. That's where he's at his best passing the ball, and also he's a good finisher with that left hand. I think once he decided not to settle and turn the corner and get to the rim, that really made the difference for him, and I think that's the formula for him going forward.
Let's get to our Nu Skin Data Discovery. In tonight's box score, it's brought to you by Nu Skin, your innovative beauty and wellness company that helps you look, feel, and live better. What, Mark, have you discovered in the box score for a data discovery?
Yeah, well, BYU had 14 turnovers, which is not ideal. I wanted 12 or fewer, but what I like is that only 9 fast break points out of those, and that's what Oklahoma State does. That's what they live on. And BYU, even though they turned it over, limited the damage in transition.
That's your Nu Skin Data Discovery. BYU tonight gets 18 from Trevin Nell, 14 from Dallin Hall, 12 from Richie Saunders, 10s for Demon and Kata, 6 for Mag, 7 for Foos, 8 for Baker, playing and not scoring Cannon Catchings on an interesting night for him. He played only 7 minutes. He'll look to bounce back as the Cougs hit the road for their next two. But a really complete game for BYU. It's more like it. They score 85. They were coming into tonight averaging 80.5 points per game after three straight games under 70. They break out with 85 and win this thing by a score of 85-69. Much more to come from the Marriott Center. BYU ends its three-game losing streak. The Cougs go to 2-3 in league and now 11-5 overall, heading to Utah on the weekend. Much more to come from the Marriott Center. Coming up next will be Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live with Jason Shepherd at BYU Radio. That's coming up next here on the...
This is Cougar Post Game Live on the Nu Skin BYU Sports Network. Cougar Post Game Live is brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Cougar Post Game Live is also brought to you by Delta, official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Here's your host, Jason Shepherd.
BYU's three-game losing streak is no more. Cougars now 2-3 in Big 12 play with an 85-69 victory at home tonight over Oklahoma State. Good evening, everybody. Welcome into Cougar Post Game Live, presented by Big O Tires. Jason Shepherd with you, and I bring you good news. Not just the BYU victory, but how about the fact that when the Cougars win, you win with Papa John's Pizza. Use the online promo code BYU50. That's BYU50 on the app or at papajohns.com tomorrow and receive 50% off pizza. This offer is good at any Utah location tomorrow only. As I mentioned, Cougars now 2-3 in conference play, snapping the three-game losing streak. An opportunity now over the next week or so to start stringing some good games together. The next game coming up Saturday against the team up north as BYU will make the short trip to Salt Lake City for their game on Saturday. All right, let's get you up to date on action in the Big 12 Conference. We've been following this game. It was going side by side with our game. It was played in Manhattan, Kansas. It was Texas Tech at K-State. And the Wildcats struggles to begin the conference season continue. Texas Tech gets the road win, 61-57. The Red Raiders now 3-2 in the Big 12. 1-4 are the K-State Wildcats. Underway now, both games in the state of Arizona. 11:42 to go in the first half. Arizona leading number 25 Baylor 14-7. Also with 10.5 minutes to go in the first half in Tempe, Arizona State and UCF each tied at 23 apiece. All right, top 25 action. Games going on right now. It's certainly closing the gap. Speaking of the Florida Gators, they are the fifth-ranked team in the country. Missouri has had a big lead for most, but the Gators keep fighting back. There's a minute 22 left, and Mizzou still in front by four, 79-75. So a possible upset there between Missouri and Florida. Top 25 finals for you. Number 24, Wisconsin, defeating Ohio State 70-68. Number one, Auburn, gets the win over 15th-ranked Mississippi State, 88-66. Number three, Duke over Miami, 89-54. 21st-ranked Ole Miss winning at number four, Alabama, 74-64. Took overtime, but number seven, Marquette outlasts DePaul, 85-83. Eighth-ranked Kentucky gets the home win over number 11, Texas A&M, 81-69. Former BYU Cougar Jackson Robinson with 22 points and 8 rebounds. And then one more final for you, number 19, Illinois over Indiana, 94-69. Checking in on the National Basketball Association, Denver with a large lead over the Mavericks in Dallas in the fourth quarter, 93-77 Nuggets. The Nets lead in Portland over the Trailblazers, 75-68. Cavs get the win in Indiana, 127-117 over the Pacers. The 76ers hosting the Thunder, OKC with the road win, 118-102. Hawks over the Suns, 122-117. Pelicans win in Chicago, 119-113 over the Bulls. And in Milwaukee, the Bucks defeat the Sacramento Kings, 130-115. BYU women's basketball, no midweek games for the Cougars. They will be in action taking on Texas Tech this weekend. I will have the call from Lubbock coming up Saturday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time. It's the Cougars and the Lady Raiders right here on the new skin BYU Sports Network. All right, that's going to do it for me. After the break, we'll get you back to the Marriott Center for more Cougar Postgame Live with Greg and Mark. Your final score, BYU 85, Oklahoma State 69 on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O' Tires Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
We've got Richie Saunders standing by. Before we get to Rich, let's get you tonight's postgame honorees. We'll start with our Waystar Star of the Game, brought to you by Waystar, simplifying healthcare payments. Learn more at waystar.com. He led all scorers tonight with 18 points. Trevin Nell going past the 200 three-point mark. All right, actually, did he get there? I think he did. Or is it 199? I think he held at 199 tonight.
Yeah, he had a chance.
Yeah, he held at 199. Either way, it's a pretty good number. 18 points for Trev tonight, 6 for 12 from the field, 4 of 9 from the three-point line. He added 5 rebounds in 27 minutes. Trevin Nell's the away star of the game. The Metal March Steel Man of the game. A lot of good nominees for this. But we're going to say he showed some steely resolve after halftime. Yegor Demin ended up with 10 points, 8 assists, 5 rebounds, all of his points coming after halftime. Yegor is the Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game, brought to you by Palmer's Metal Mart, everyone's metal store for over 30 years, proud sponsor of BYU basketball. And our guest on the postgame is certainly was no slouch in the box score tonight. Richie Saunders, 12 points, 3 of 5 from the field, made all of his free throws, couple of rebounds, couple of assists. Richie joining us here courtside after playing 30 strong minutes. Richie, every win is great, but not every win has the same personality. And tonight's win was wild, wasn't it?
No, it definitely was. But at the end of the day, it was still a win.
It's a win that I think feels really good for a lot of reasons. But when you see such a big lead go down to a one-possession game, take us into maybe some of the dynamics on the floor, on the bench, in the huddles. What's being said? What's being done to make sure this thing doesn't slip?
Yeah, we just, you know, it's crazy. Like, for us as a team, like, we play the best when we're playing fast. We're playing downhill. We're playing for each other. It's interesting. Like, of course, there's two sides to it. 14 really got going. And
you saw that last year in Stillwater.
Yeah, seriously. Like, I guess he does it against us. But you know, like, we start slowing the ball down, which led to turnovers. And you know, like, it was just a big – this whole season, right? Like, it's just been a regroup. That's just, like, the word that keeps coming to my mind, you know. Regroup, regathering. And it was no different today. Yeah, you look up and it's a three-point game, and that's crazy. It should not be like that. You know, but I was super impressed with especially like the second group coming in and just really responding. You know, like that's a big deal to have a team like that.
Richie, congrats. It's a big win. And you mentioned regroup. I mean, this team, we've been there. I've been there. You know, you drop three, and there's a lot going on. And it can go different ways. How did this team find a way to regroup and come out? You came out with so strong tonight with a great start to this one.
Yeah. It's just such a gut check. You know, like, it's crazy. It's like the season's just such a roller coaster. But, you know, like, we just, the whole mentality of it was respond. Let's just play hard and play for each other and respond. You know, Coach kept preaching that of just, I guess we're going to see, like, where we are, like, what we are as a team. Like, this is where you learn your DNA. But, yeah, I was just really, seriously, there's going down the list of the guys. Like, it was a really good team win.
This was a wire-to-wire win. You never did trail. So in that respect, you led wire-to-wire, right? But there's wire-to-wire wins and there's wire-to-wire wins where you have the big lead go to one possession. And you have to find. So there was a lot going on in a win that some might say, they won by double digits, never trailed, no big deal. I think it's a big deal the way you won this game.
Yeah. And, again, I'll keep going back to we won, you know. But, yeah, like we gotta learn from it. When we get up, we gotta keep going. They should not have had that little comeback. Like that's on us. Like in order to do better, it just shouldn't happen.
Well, much better to win.
Amen.
Better to learn.
Learn and win. Just like my favorite thing in the world is to learn and win versus winning and learning and losing. That sucks.
All right. Words of wisdom from Richie Saunders. More from Rich coming up after this. This is Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O' Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
In a wild one, BYU 85, Oklahoma State 69 is our final score. Cougs shot the ball so well tonight, 52% from the field. The Cougs have won 21 straight when shooting 50% or better from the field. Richie Saunders with us. Richie with 12, one of five Cougs double figures. And on that note, Rich, Saturday you had a great game at TCU, 26. No one else got the double figures with you. Tonight was more of the kind of team we were seeing.
Awesome.
Where the balance is spread out, five guys between 10 and 18 points. How nice was it to see it spread around the box score tonight?
I love it. Like, that's how it needs to be played. You know, like, that's when basketball's fun, is when you just, you know, that going down the list that, like, people are scoring, shooting the ball well. It's just, that's how you win basketball.
Richie, I liked how Yeager played in that second half late in the game. And, you know, you've been around this. You've done it several times. This is kind of his first go. What do you see from Yeager, especially tonight, and the progression he made tonight?
Yeah, he has so much pressure on him, right? He's got the whole world on his shoulders, and he's having to learn how to handle the pressure and having to handle the media and everything. There's a lot, but you know, I'm super proud of him. It's been interesting for me to have to learn how to be the old guy, you know, and help. Like, I have done this. This is my third time going through this. And having to help kind of keep his head up, right? Because he's so incredible. And I was so happy to see him, just get going today. You know, shooting confident, getting downhill. Like, I love it. Like, I seriously, he's one of the greatest dudes off the court and on the court, too. And, he deserves it. And so I just was really, really happy for him, and
this felt like it could be maybe a bit of a turning point game for him in a long season because of how he played. There was a point in the game where Mark made a great point. I thought he looked out on the floor and he said, "I'm seeing most of the team that last year made it to the NCAA tournament. Last year finished fifth place in the Big 12." Because it was you out there, and it was Foose out there, it's Dallin out there, it's Trev out there. How much do those core of guys still take pride in the fact that, hey, we have been around, we have been a part of this program for a while, and it is important that we be good together?
No, I think there's a lot of value in that, and I think there needs to be more value in it. That's a great point. You know, like we do know kind of Yes, it's a new system, like with Coach Young, but we know how each other plays and kind of the spots that we like to get to, and we need to use that better.
And still while working in the great new talent that you do have.
Yes.
Okay, last thing for you then. Next game will be a rivalry game here in Salt Lake City. Thoughts on going up to play on the Hill on Saturday night?
No, like that's – let's go do this thing. They are a good team, and, you know, they've had a lot of adversity this year just like we have. But, like, this one's, like – going back to last year, like that's just one of those games that sticks for a long time, right? Or it comes down to the wire.
Close loss up on the Hill last year.
It just didn't fall away. But you know, this is going to be a really good test for us. Just the fact that it's a perfect time to go get a road win. We've struggled, and finally, last game we felt a little bit. We started to feel a little bit better on the road. It just sucked that it didn't go how it should have, but. You know, going into this game, like this is a big deal, and let's go get this win.
Yeah, hopefully, it's a springboard to finishing off one in Salt Lake City for sure. Rich, nice job by you and the boys. Congrats
thank
on
you.
The win. We'll see you up in Salt Lake.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Rich. That's Richie Saunders. Coach Kevin Young coming up next on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU Creamery, Cougar Postgame Coaches Show, brought to you by the BYU Creamery. Yes, Creamery ice cream delivered right to your door. Order today at creamery.byu.edu, serving sweet memories for 75 years. Coach Kevin Young coming up between now and then until he does join us. Let's hear a few words from Steve Lutz, Oklahoma State head coach. He spoke with the media a short time ago. Our thanks to Kirsten Meredith of the BYU basketball communications team for getting these comments a short time ago.
You know, hats off to you guys in the first half. I thought you played a magnificent first half, especially on the offensive end. The fans were great. The atmosphere is great. It was very impressive. Now, with that being said, I thought that our defense was the complete opposite of that in the first half. It wasn't impressive, and we've got to figure out a way to be better.
Questions? You guys have kind of been hanging your hat on defense, so that seems like that was kind of a disappointing way to come out.
No doubt. You're right on the head. I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, with that being said, you look at the defensive numbers in the Big 12, we're dead last. You know, so we've got issues. We've got to be better. Second half, I thought we were much better. You know, I mean, I don't know what the second half was. Failed you to 39 points. It's not great, but it's not terrible either. I thought we moved the ball better in the second half offensively. I think we had 12 assists on 15 made baskets, which allowed us to score some and get our defense set. You know, we didn't make any shots in the first half, and therefore we're playing transition defense the whole second half. So that's on us, but we've got to get better defensively.
Went on a 31-9 run over the end of the first half and the second half. What was working well for you guys here in that stretch?
We shared the basketball. You know, I brought in some guys that really haven't played much, but they know how to play, and they can shoot, and they pass, and they play unselfishly. We probably had 10 missed layups in the first half and at least 10 bad shots. It's just a terrible recipe for success, especially if you're not going to guard on the other end. I don't know what we gave up in the first half, but it was 60% from the two and 41 or 42% from the three. You don't win that way in this league. This league is a physical, grimy, defensive league, unless you have superior talent. And obviously right now we're not in that situation.
What was the scout you guys had on BYGA, Yegor Demon, and your impressions of him, Yegor?
Good player. Yeah, he's a good player. He's got to learn. He's got to get better. You know, I thought he has a really good skill set. You know, he's going to make money for a lot of time. Just depends on is he a worker or not. I don't know the kid. Seems very nice. He's a good player.
was working so well for Keller in that second half compared to the first?
He got open shots, right? I mean, people drove the ball. They kicked it. And he was able to get open looks. In the first half, we didn't move the basketball, and we kind of stood around, and we acted like we didn't know what to do against your switching defense, which we worked on time and time again. But, again, I thought our defense was much better in the second half, which gave us some momentum. Like most teams across college basketball, if you're not good on the defensive end, then, or on the offensive end, sorry, if you're not good on the offensive end, then you don't have the same determination and discipline and effort and mojo on the other end, and that was absolutely the case for us tonight.
All right, that's Steve Lutz, head coach of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. His Pokes fall in Provo 85-69. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Post Game Coaches Show, and BYU head coach Kevin Young joining us now on the headset. Coach, congrats on a great win, a wild win. Man, so nice to end the slide the way you did, showing great resiliency. And even though you did lead wire to wire, what a fight tonight.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that run they made in the second half was honestly was a bit surprising. I thought we were really playing extremely well in the first half, but I mean that's what shot making and turnovers do. You know, the games can swing, and so I was just really happy with the way our guys responded. I think in two ways. One, just to like where we are at in our season. You know, we needed to get this win. There's no make no mistake about it. Our guys knew it. Thought we had some good discussions as a group leading into this game. So was happy with the way our guys responded there. I thought our leadership really showed, and then the response to their, you know, their punch back in the second half. You know, it was fast. It just feel like the blink of an eye, you look up and the lead dwindled. But you know, I thought Dallin and Yegor's leadership at the kind of those lead guard spots really was the difference tonight.
I thought Trevin was terrific to get you off on such a great start, and the other guy that impressed me was Kabakeda, 10 points, 9 rebounds, and you know, I watch him a lot. I like to watch him and what he does that doesn't show up on the stat sheet. You talk a lot about how he'll screen guys and guys will get layups, or he's boxing out a big guy and the ball bounces and Dawson Baker comes and gets the ball at a critical juncture. And maybe just some thoughts.
Yeah, there was a missed free throw tonight.
A missed free throw.
He ends up drawing
two missed free throws from Yegor, and he gets the ball back for you, and then you hit a big shot. So those kind of things mean a lot to me. And just your thoughts on KB, his game tonight, what he brings to this team.
No, I think you absolutely nailed it. I mean, him and Foos both are unsung heroes. They don't get, the credit. Number one, like, I'm playing them both half the game, right? So imagine if they were playing 28 to 30 minutes. I mean, their numbers would be off the charts. So they're unselfish from that standpoint. You know, KB's a guy that's, you know, he gets a lot of attention when he rolls to the basket. He's so athletic, and they have to tag him as a roller, and that opens up the perimeter for us. And then, you know, I thought tonight that he was doing a great job of flipping his screening angles. They were trying to send Yegor left. He was doing a great job of flipping screens and doing him and Yegor. I thought had a good flow there. And then, you know, the big rebounding plays that you mentioned were critical. And then I would also add, you know, his defense. Even the other night at TCU, it was just hard to get him off the floor because he was doing such a good job protecting the rim for us. And then tonight, you know, battling in there, you know, with the big fella, but also, you know, just protecting the rim on all their kind of violent drives. So he was great, man.
This was more like it for you guys tonight, too. Five guys in double figures between 10 and 18 points.
Yeah, I thought, you know, I was just happy with, you know, how aggressive we were attacking, you know, some of the kickouts. I thought, you know, I was imploring our guys at shoot around to just live like a shooter, as I say. And our spacing was really good. You know, I think we're learning. There's just a lot of trends in this league with, you know, how aggressive teams are defensively. And I'm getting frustrated with our inability to punish some of the over-helping. I thought tonight we did it and did it at an extremely high clip. I mean, I think our analytics guy told me in there, I think 30% of our shots were corner threes. That's I've never heard of that in a basketball game before. So I think that just speaks to our spacing and speaks to our unselfishness.
And a good double and a good night from the arc. 12 threes on 12 for 28. A good percentage all around tonight for BYU. Dallin Hall Saturday had a 6-assist, 1-turnover game. Tonight he ties the season high with 14 and doesn't miss a shot from the field. I think we're seeing Dallin Hall come together a little bit here as the season moves along.
Yeah, I agree. And the thing I love about Dallin is, you know, he's, you know, as accomplished as he is and what he did last year for this team, you know, and then I take him out of the starting lineup. He doesn't pout. He doesn't sulk. He just, you know, he looks at the positives where, you know, he can play with Foos, who he has good rhythm with. And then tonight, you know, I went kind of with that two-guard – sort of two-point guard look, just given how much they pressure and so forth. And I thought him and Yegor did a great job of sort of playing off of each other. But Dallin's been a stud. I think the big takeaway for me tonight was just seeing an aggressive Dallin. You know, he wasn't playing on his heels. I thought he was really imposing his will as opposed to kind of reacting to what teams are doing, which I think for him is massive.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with concluding comments with Coach Kevin Young. His Cougs defeat Oklahoma State 85-69 in front of 16,000-plus tonight here at the Marriott Center. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Post Game Coaches Show. More with Coach Young next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, to BYU 85, Oklahoma State 69, tonight's final. Cougs go to 11-5 overall, 2-3 in the Big 12. Pokes fall to 9-7 and 1-4. Head coach Kevin Young joining us on the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. Time for our Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game. Brought to you by Ryan Valuation. Whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes, when your business needs a valuation, use Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. So Oklahoma State came into tonight averaging, committing 19.1 fouls per game, and their opponents were just under 19. So you're going to see a lot of fouls in this game. But your foul number was relatively moderate at 15, which is below their average that they have against them. And then they fouled 23 times, which gave you, Coach, 27 free throw attempts, the second most you've had in the game, and you went 19 for 27 at the stripe.
Yeah, I mean, it was and I think it speaks to, like I was talking about before, our spacing. You know, we had them kind of stretched out. We were able to drive a lot of closeouts. I think we were able to, you know, attacked him in transition as well. And then on the flip side, that was a huge part of the game plan of not trying to, you know, put them on the free throw line. They live there. Then it allows them to set up their full court pressure and slow us down. So it's always kind of a two-headed monster when we're talking about fouling.
Coach Keller had a heck of a game. Guys get hot, and he had 11 points really quickly. But then I noted you called timeout. I'm sure you talked about him. I don't think he got another bucket after that. Was that a focus of that timeout? And what were you doing to help kind of shut him down a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, he's like what we call kind of a drive-first guy. But, you know, you got to be able to adjust in game. You know, he got hot there for a minute. You know, we had to make some adjustments with our defense on him in particular, and then was able to negate him for the most part after that.
You talked in the pregame about being granular, that it's not about a game or even a stretch of three or four games, but a possession-by-possession situation. How do you think your guys kind of handled that approach you wanted to have them have tonight?
Nah, it was really good, and I kept imploring them to have that mindset in each timeout. You know, Yegor in particular, you know, I think he's a guy that, you know, probably possession snowball for him too much. I thought tonight, you know, if you noticed, I had a fairly quick hook with him. I took him out early. In both halves, you know, I wasn't happy about some of the decisions that he made, you know, and I had some words with him as I took him out, and then I was really happy with his response. You know, hey, made a mistake, sit down for a minute, come back in and move on to the next play, and I thought he had a very mature response to those moments.
And your other freshman, Cannon Catchings, will now be asked to kind of respond after a weird night for him tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't go into the game planning on playing him for 7 minutes, you know what I mean? He got the I don't honestly even know what happened in the first half. I got to look at the tape. But even that, I thought he had a good response. Came in, had a huge block in transition. I was hoping his corner three would have gone down for him over here. You know, I think for Cannon, probably the biggest thing on my mind is I got to find a way. We and I mainly have to find ways to get him more shots. You know, he's too talented to not be getting, you know, enough shots in a game. And so that's something I got to continue to evaluate.
As impressive as Cannon is and Yegor is and your new additions are, there were stretches tonight where the BYU guys, if you will, from previous seasons kind of helped carry this thing.
Yeah, no doubt. And I would add Mawut in there too, you know, and just, you know, having a bit more of a veteran presence at times more than we have. And I just said this to the media in there is, you know, I know exactly what we're doing. You know, we brought in two really young guys who are extremely talented. You know, but have big runways, and sometimes that there's going to be some learning curves there. Very aware of that. So, last couple of games. You know, we've gone with a little bit more experience out there. I think it's good for the young guys to see it. You know, staggered Yegor and Cannon a little bit more, you know, and trying to get a little bit more experience on the court collectively.
Do they buy that from you too, the young guys I'm talking about? Are they with you on that? Like, do they go like, yeah, I understand that?
Yeah, I think so. You know, and obviously it's early, you know, with those adjustments that we made. But I know it's not easy. You know, I know it's not easy, but I think Cannon's got the right attitude. You know, he's I love Cannon because he's extremely coachable. You know, he's a guy that if I tell him something, he tries to do it and tries to do it at an extremely high level. So, you know, he'll get through this little rough patch. You know, like I said, the plan was definitely not to play him 7 minutes, but it's just the kind of way the game worked out in the first half, and he'll be I think he'll be fine as we move forward.
You do have the luxury of having some experienced guys. How much do you rely on them when you've lost three games to keep that locker room together, keep a positive impact, and coming out and having a nice game tonight?
Quite a bit. You know, we've got our three captains are Trevin, Richie, and Dallin, the El Capitan group text, as I call it. And, you know, they're active in there. You know, they're doing a good job of kind of, you know, leading this group on their own and leading it, you know, with how they see it fit. And so they did a good job of that over these last couple of days, you know, having some discussions with guys and being transparent with me. And I love those guys, man. Those guys are great. And I've told them that from the second I got the job, how much I was going to rely on them. And it's definitely showing its head here.
Next up, it's your first rivalry game. Thoughts on going to the Hill for the first of two against Utah?
That'll be fun. You know, it's if you're a competitor, you know, you love games like that. You know, I'm aware of the history between the two schools, obviously. And, you know, it'll be fun. I was joking earlier, you know, you got Kaba and you got Burge, who were both up, you know, wearing red last year, and now they're returning in blue. So, you know, maybe we need some extra security. I don't know how it all works, but I look forward to kind of learning
it. If you need a three to win it, there's a guy named Will Farron that you might want to put on your team.
Absolutely. Give him a jersey.
All right, we look forward to the weekend. We look forward to Thursday in Studio C with your coaches show a couple nights from now. And, wow, what a great win tonight. Hopefully the start of a streak the other way now for BYU. Coach, thanks again.
I do have to say this real quick.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to, if this young man's listening, to Brooks Glenn. He's really the guy I would put in if I needed three. He's on my son's team. Banks in a three to send it into overtime last night in a 10U game. So that's actually the guy I'm putting in if I needed three. And then
nice,
Will, and
nice.
Then Will next.
Whatever it takes, man.
There
good job,
go.
Brooks.
I tried. You were there for that, right? You saw this thing in person?
I did.
Okay.
That's I awesome. Did. Absolutely. It was amazing.
I love it. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Coach.
All right. Thanks,
all right.
Guys.
That's Coach Kevin Young, and that is BYU basketball on this Tuesday night here at the Marriott Center. What a great night it was for BYU. Wire-to-wire win that had all kinds of drama, a ton of whistles and free throws and stoppages and skirmishes, and what a night, Mark.
Fun night. Good to see the guys react so well, come out, and then, you know, we thought it was going to be a runaway, and Oklahoma State had a different idea. Credit those guys for, you know, that could have been a game that easily you just, yeah, it's another one we've just given up here, but they fought and got back in this game, and basketball's funny, man. All I know is, the most important thing I've learned in life is winning is fun and losing is not. And so they found a way to get it done, and it's a lot more fun tonight.
And the point I was trying to make with Richie and kind of got it out is it's much better to learn lessons through victory than defeat. And that's what BYU got tonight for sure. Let's thank the crew back at BYU Radio, our studio host Jason Shepard, coordinating producer Terry South, control board operators and editors Seth Larson, Ethan Arkell, and James Finlayson, BYU Radio engineer Barry Squires. Our thanks go out to the basketball communications directors for BYU, Tyson Jex, and for Oklahoma State, Brian Holmgren. Brian setting us up with Coach Lutz in a pregame conversation. Great to hear from him. And postgame comments from Coach Lutz, courtesy of Kirsten Meredith of the BYU basketball communications staff. So thanks to Kirsten for helping us with that part of our broadcast. Thanks go out to Kevin Young, of course, postgame and pregame, and Richie Saunders for joining us on the postgame coverage as well. So for all of those folks and my color commentary colleague, Mr. Mark Durant, my name is Greg Rubel. Thanking you for tuning in. Final score tonight, BYU 85, Oklahoma State 69. I'm back with you two nights from tonight at Studio C at BYUB for BYU basketball with Kevin Young. The coach and me will have the TV broadcast for you. Join us in studio, won't you? Should be a fun one in 48 hours. So after a long night at the Marriott Center, once again, I'm Greg Rubel saying, in the meantime, And in between time, this has been BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Good night and so long from Provo, Utah.
You've been listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Coverage of today's game has been brought to you by All Pro Capital, Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, We Hear You, and by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. BYU Basketball is a production of BYU Athletics in association with BYU Broadcasting. Special thanks to BYU President Shane Reese, Vice President Keith Vorkink, Athletic Director Tom Holmo, and Associate Athletic Director of Corporate Sponsorships, Casey Stauffer. BYU Basketball is an exclusive presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Good evening, Cougar basketball fans, and welcome courtside inside the Marriott Center in Provo, Utah, as tonight the BYU Cougars seek to snap a three-game slide with the Oklahoma State Cowboys in town. The cutter, Saunders, touch pass to Mawood, fakes that three, will drive the key, lean at the rim, up and in, and the Cougs open the scoring. Mawood Mag with the first two for BYU for a minute 20 seconds in, 2-0 Cougs. Corner pass out to Dallin Hall, didn't take that three. Richie will, and score it from the right corner. Richie Saunders, 4-point lead for BYU. Game high cushion at 7-3. A slip low by Foose, a pass out to Nell, pull, fire, score for three. Back-to-back triples for BYU. Trevin Nell's first three. BYU back up to a 4-point lead at 10-6. Corner three, left side, no. Rebound by, or missed by Avery, rebound by Brantley. A touch pass inside, knocked away, taken away. BYU on the steal. Mawood to the trailer, Trevin Nell. Trevin Nell topside. Trevin Nell left side. Terminates, hands high to Foose. Fuseni Traore. A little back door to Dallin Hall. Waits up and in. Nice. The assist to Fuseni Traore. And the two-man game, the high-low, goes Foose to Hall this time. And Hall scores beneath the bucket. BYU now on a run. 15-6 is the lead. Dawson Baker in the game and drops it downstairs to Traore. Foose on a single team by Sumnick. Out to Baker, repost to Foose. Quick move to the middle, jump hook, and good! By Fuseni Traore. Cannon Catchings following it, put his hands on the rim, and I'm not sure why, but it didn't affect the outcome, which is a bucket, and an 11-point lead for BYU, 17-6. Foose on the make, 17-11. BYU's large lead of 11 is down to 6. Trevin to make it 9. Yes! Knocks down the 3 left side. Trevin Nell. Wide open for three, 20-11, lead back to 9. The Cougs now 3-for-6 from deep, Oklahoma State 2-for-6. Nell into Demon straight away. Closing out is Keller. Keller gets around the screen by Saunders, takes a drift pass left side, low to Kaba. Kaba hammers it home, rattles home the dunk, and BYU doubles up Oklahoma State 22-11. The game-high lead is equal to 11. Still on the bounce, skip pass right corner Nell. Now a baseline drive, hang back and hit at the rim. Trevin Nell with 8 now to lead BYU. And the Cougar lead 11 once again, 24-13. And Saunders will take it off the side of the window. Left side Demon, touch pass, Dallin for 3. Got it! 29-15, timeout Oklahoma State, and we are taking it. 7:30 to go until halftime. The Cougs have their largest lead of the night, 14 points. Dallin Hall wide open, camping out, knocking down left corner. BYU in forecourt, Foose at the free throw line, finds Nell, open three, again! Trevin Nell! Left corner three, BYU by 17, 32-15, 3-for-6 from deep is Trevin Nell. Ring the bell for Trevin Nell. Nell doubled near the timeline, finds Foose, jumps a pass to Yeager. Yeager will drive, stop, hand to Mag. Mag, little jump hook off the window, nicely done by Mawood Mag. Mawood scores 2 off the glass, and BYU extends the lead by extending the run to 14-0. It's 38-15, all BYU here in Provo on a get-right night for the Cougs, 38-15. Down to Nell, Nell lobs it up for Kate Becada, and the alley-oop throwdown. Ends a little Oklahoma State run. Trevin throws it up, and Kaba throws it down. BYU by 18. Demin passes to Kaba. Kaba collects and dunks again. Off the assist from Yeager. Assist number 5. BYU leads by 20. 46-26. At the Marriott Center. Yeager out front. Demin. Skip pass. Right corner. Trevin again. Wow. Trevin Nell. Now 4-for-7 from deep. That is three-pointer number 199 in his BYU career, one away from 200. Devin will drive and kick. Huge three for Dally. Wow. Knocks it down. Dallin Hall makes BYU's second field goal of the second half. And it comes 7 minutes in, and it gives BYU a six-point lead. Fifth kick out to Jennings. Hard to the hole. Blocked by Foose into the hands of Dallin Hall. BYU down floor. Yegor to the paint. Yegor draws contact. Squeezes it up. Missed an offensive rebound. Foose put back. Got it to go on the follow. Five in a row for BYU. 8-point lead, 56-48. Dallin Hall right wing. Huge three a minute ago. Huge three again.
Dallin Hall!
Dallin Hall with another three. Timeout to Coach Lutz. And we'll take a break with 11:30 to go. It's a 9-point lead. Dallin Hall. BYU in possession. Now Yeager will drive it again. And there this time go. It goes. And one. There it is. His first field goal of the night on cue, perhaps, as Yeager drives. And this time would not be denied. The finger roll just coaxed over the iron. And he took a hit. Demon to Mag. Other corner. Left corner three. Dawson Baker knocks it down. DB for three. And the Cougs up 13. 65-52.
Oh.
Steal. Yegor. Yegor. Drive. Layup. Good. One of the foul that was not called. It's BYU by 15, though. 67-52. 9:30 to go. Fans on their feet here at the Marriott Center. Yegor left side. Yegor for three. Got it.
There it is. There it is, brother. He's come alive here.
Out of a 1-for-27 stretch from deep, Yegor knocks down a huge three left side, and BYU's up 14. Demon, Hall, Nell, Saunders, Kata. Dallin will drive it. Find Richie. Backbreaker. Yes! Three-pointer right side! 76-60. The Cougs leads by 16 with 5:45 to go. Dallin calls for a screen, gets it from Kaba. Into a three, no, a pick and roll low to Kaba. Finger roll score! Beautifully run. P&R for BYU. Hall to Kaba for a big two to make it 78-65. Dallin Hall double teamed in backcourt. Bounce to Trevin Nell in forecourt. Sees an opening. Trevin driving late and score! Trevin Nell with 18 to lead all scores. Demon, 30 feet away, right side. Dawson, right corner. Dagger! Dawson Baker with 1:15 to go makes it a 15-point game, 84-69. And now the shot clock is off. They did have it timed improperly. So the shot clock is off. BYU is going to bounce it out and win by a score of 85-69. The Cougars end their three-game losing slide.